This is where the magic happens, where you can ask anything. Don't be shy. In fact, the more intimate, the better. From matters of the heart to all your juicy parts, anything goes.
Oh my God.
Cause Mo knows.
Yes.
Mo knows.
Mo knows.
Oh. Mo knows.
Check. 1, 2.
Test 1, 2.
Check 1, 2. Test 1, 2.
Broadcasting live from Manila, Philippines at the Smart Bro Studios, it's Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Brought to you by San Mig Light.
Oh, yeah!
And here he is, the Philippine genius, DJ Mo Twister.
All right, welcome to the podcast as we do week number 3. Here we go again. And on the show today is he's a good friend of mine. I mean, we've done commercials together, hung out a little bit. We don't get to chit-chat every now and then, but he is definitely one hell of a funny guy. We'll introduce him in just a little bit. The chance, though, to remind everyone that this podcast is brought to you by San Mig Light, the 100-calorie low-cal beer, and we also are powered by Smart Bro. Phone number, 659-6969. That's 659-6969. You can call us. Everybody who gets through the show wins one of these. It is a Philips Go Gear MP3 player. Every single person who gets on the show wins one of these. And why are we giving this away? Well, because it's your chance to download our show, put it on this motherfucker, and you can listen to it all day long. You can listen to us all day long. You can put on other podcasts. You can put on rival podcasts. Well, you can do whatever, put music. You know how an MP3 player works. But I encourage you, if we're giving this to you for free, the least you can do is subscribe to us on iTunes and put your podcast here so you can listen to us. Also, we're giving away a BlackBerry 9780 cell phone. We have some San Mig Light gift items as well as GCs to TGI Fridays. All of that happening tonight. We're going to take your phone calls. And we will try to change your world. Dr. Gan, good morning. I mean, good evening. Sorry.
Hi, Mo. How was your weekend?
Oh, it was... I'm fucking tired, man.
Was at Eastwood yesterday. I was looking at the Walk of Fames.
Yeah, that's bullshit, by the way.
What's your name?
Well, my name's not there because I'm not a good friend of Kuya Germs. Okay. That fucking Walk of Fame shit is bullshit.
Yeah. People just walk on...
I'm friends with Kuya Germs, right? I like the guy, you know... More or less. But the people on there are like friends of his, and that's how you get on there. Like fucking, who's this guy? Who's that Chinese guy who came here, who did a fucking movie, all of a sudden he's on the Walk of Fame? Jackie, what the fuck is his name? Ramon?
Jackie Wu.
Jackie Wu's there. What the fuck, man?
It's like a big movie star, right?
It's like they all forgot about the stars.
Jackie and didn't Wu even went is around on the circle. Fucking the stars, the lineup of stars there. And yet there are other people there who aren't.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. Anyway, yeah. So that's it. Fuck that mm-hmm. thing. All right. Anyway, so welcome to the show. Let's say hi to Ramon Bautista. Ramon, you're here.
Yeah, hi guys. Right? Yeah, thanks for having me here,
Ramon. You know what? The excitement of you being here on the podcast, as if you're a supermodel.
Oh yeah,
because you're a supermodel.
I am a supermodel. You know, I got the perfect designer's body. That's 30, 22, 30. I don't think that's a perfect body, yeah?
That's perfect body.
Like a poste body, yeah?
You know, when you said the guest will be Ramon Bautista, I said, who's Ramon Bautista?
You don't know me?
Yeah. I started YouTube Googling you. And
you don't have to Google me, come on. You're not.
I saw you in YouTube.
You're internet illiterate.
Ikaw pala yun.
Ako yun, sir.
Ramon, you are, you're fucking funny as hell. And
thank you.
And I know a lot of people know this about you, but just in case you don't, you're also a professor at the UP.
Right.
What do you teach?
Yeah, I teach film and audiovisual communication for third-year college kids.
And what's your favorite movie of all time since you're film? I know that must be a tough question.
Yeah,
you
it's
get
very
a lot.
Tough.
Yeah, because
like,
there's so
asking
many great...
your favorite song.
Oh, I can say that, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, as a DJ. Fix You, Coldplay. Easy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Favorite movie of all time. I know it's a tough question, but you have to have at least a number one.
Goodfellas.
Nice.
You like that?
Yeah, that's a good fucking movie.
What's your favorite movie, Doc?
Yung Enteng Kabisote.
Are you serious?
No, my favorite movie?
Yeah.
Doc, ano mo si Ronald Gunn, the action star?
Wala. First name ko yung Gunn.
Pero kalala mo.
First
name. Ah, okay. Kalala mo.
Hindi kailangan ni Google, no?
Hindi na kailangan.
Si Ramon Bautista kailangan ni Google. Pero si... Ano pangalan niya?
Ronald Gunn. It's
hindi.
Like Jackie Wu. Yeah. Same thing, yeah.
Ikaw pala yun.
Now, Ramon, shit, now I forgot what I was gonna ask you. We see you everywhere, right? I mean, you had a radio show.
Kinakabahan ako mo.
Bakit?
Mga tanong mo eh.
No, don't worry. I'm not gonna ask you about this.
Ayos.
How big is your penis?
Ano, maliit lang.
Ako rin, eh. Okay. Ano, below 5?
Below 3, pare. On a good day, man.
On a good day.
Malamig ngayon, ano. January, eh.
Okay. Ramon, you're everywhere. You do endorsements. You have TV shows. You have radio show. You have magazines. You have your teacher. You are on MTV. What was your favorite thing that you've done? And all of this in the past few years. Ano, pinaka... siguro chine-cherish more, pinamasaya.
Siguro yung commercials, kasi maraming pera dun eh.
Oh, di ba isang araw
sa
lang?
Sa teacher, wala namang, di ba? Yung kikitain ko ng buong career ko bilang teacher, isang commercial lang siguro.
That's true. That's true. And nag-gumawa tayo ng commercial, right? Oh, you and I. We were both in one commercial together. So, yeah, that's the best. That's the best. For all you people in showbiz, or if you want to be a model or whatever, like that, it's nice to be famous, it's nice to do this, it's nice to do that, but it's the best to get commercials or endorsements. Guys like Mark Nelson, who was here last week, he's not really an everyday guy you see on TV, but sa daming endorsements, may bagong bahay, laki lang ng bahay.
Pabanjing-banjing lang yun. Papalaki lang ng muscle buong araw.
That's all he does is jump off fucking kites.
Pagpapogi lang yun.
And he's buying homes in the 20 million range. So that's what you want. Endorsements, that's the key. Alright, let's talk to some people. Ramon, you good? You're gonna give advice today?
Sure.
Alright, we do love advice, sex advice, giveaway prizes. Yeah. Ramon, yung pinaka-favorite mong caller today will get a chance sa BlackBerry. So dapat, you know, you have to remember who you like the most. That's the guy that's gonna win, or that's the girl that's gonna win. Okay,
okay guys, mga friends ko, tumawag kayo. Favoriting ko kayo.
Alright.
Mga urban poor kasi kayo, wala kayong mga iPad eh.
Urban poor.
Paano ba makinig pagka walang iPad? Wala, no? Walang paraan, no?
Hindi. Well, pwede naman
sa computer.
Sa Ustream.
Yeah. Yeah.
So sinasala nito lahat ng walang buying power.
Mm. Yeah, that's right. Or you can also sa motwister.com. So let's start with Anna.
Motwister.com.
Anna, who's 32, naka-cellphone. So let's go to her first. Kawawa naman. Anna, you're on the show. Welcome to the program. Ramon Bautista is here. What's up? Anna?
Hey. Yes.
Yes, dear.
Good evening.
Yes, Anna, well, you're on the show. You're 32. Yeah, Alabang, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to ask, what is it I can do to push into that direction to commit? Because it's...
I'm sorry, I have no idea what the situation is.
I'm sorry. My story is actually, I'm seeing this guy since March.
Okay.
Exclusively, and I think what's stopping him from committing with me is that I have two kids, and my annulment is still not... it's still underway.
Okay, so. if your annulment is not granted yet, when you say you want him to commit, what does that mean? Obviously, you guys can't get married because you're not annulled yet. When you say commit, what he has to not have sex with other women?
So yeah, and you know,
is he having sex with other women?
No.
Okay, so
just a lot with me.
There's a what? I'm sorry.
Just with me.
Just with you.
Okay. Yan ang alam mo.
That's what you think, you know.
That's me.
No, but
I know,
okay, is he dating you exclusively?
Yes.
Okay, so what's the problem? You can't get married. He's dating you exclusively. He's only having sex with you.
I hate it when he tells his friends that we're just friends.
You want him to broadcast to the Barkada that you're the girl. Yeah, that's pretty important. That's pretty important in a committed relationship. The ability to stand up for your feelings, to be recognized, that's always kind of like something that most people would want. You know, I mean, because there's a reason. There's always a reason if someone says, "Hindi kaibigan, friends lang kami, kaibigan, parang kinakahiya ka," you know, things like that, and that sucks. Now you need to tell him if you're gonna still be part of my life, we're gonna have to be able to at least be proud of me, even though I have two kids. I know it's a lot of baggage. I know in an ideal situation you would want a girl na walang anak. That's understandable, but that's not how it is. And then you are with me right now.
But let me take the side of the guy.
Go.
She's still on the way to annulment. So maybe perhaps. So perhaps
can
the
I
guy.
Add, can I add another complication to our
sure.
situation?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
We work in the same company, and
you're gonna what?
They work in the same company.
Okay. We work in the same company, and he's actually not. He's an indirect superior.
Okay, so then obviously he can't say to the company that you guys are together, and maybe that's a reason why he's keeping it under wraps. Now, Anna, this is. I think you're just a little paranoid here. He's committed to you. He can't, for work reasons, tell everyone. He might get fired, or you might get fired, and. He's not sleeping with anyone else. You are in the middle of an annulment. That is your fault. I'm not saying it's your fault that you're in a fucked up prior marriage, but it is your fault that you got into a relationship while still in the process of being annulled. So you have to be able to be patient with his, with his feelings about it.
Yeah.
So you're actually on his side, right?
No, I'm on both of your sides. I understand why he might not be proud of you yet, or maybe not proud of you, but proud of the relationship because there's work ramifications. But I also understand your part, how you just want some sort of stability. Ramon, your thoughts.
Ano ba sabi sa'yo ni boy?
The boy?
ano ba excuse niya? Bakit ayaw pa niya mag-commit?
Well, number one is that we work in the same company.
Okay, so valid naman.
It's like he's protecting me just in case it doesn't work out well for the two of us. So, parang hindi naman pangit, something like that. And then the other one would be, he's very honest about his reservations of having a serious relationship with somebody like me.
Let me ask you this, Ramon, ano ba you found a girl super, super like Michelle, then you found out she has kids. How many kids before you go, oy, too
sobra
many?
Mga sampu na yung anak ganun.
Yung mga ganun. No, realistically, how many? Because I think we can all go out with a girl
na. May limit ba?
Parang I don't know. I think we have a personal limit. But ako, I can go out with a girl na may one kid. I can go out with a girl with two kids. Three kids, it's a little too much na for me. Kasi all of a sudden, insta-family na ako. Diba? It's a little, I mean, realistically. Huh?
So parang sana in-enjoy ko yan paggawa niyan. Kasi magiging magulo sila sa bahay. Diba? Oh, siguro sa akin, two lang.
Two lang. Oh. See what I'm saying? Anna, you're at the maximum that most people will tolerate.
I know, and I appreciate his honesty. And he was telling me that I'm sure I'm going to like your kids if I get to like them. But before, it was a non-negotiable for him to really go out with someone like me. But now he's really...
See, and that should strengthen your stand in this relationship. Mm-hmm. Like, he is going against what mm-hmm. he's usually known to go for. This is another reason why you should be confident about this relationship. Okay?
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow. I never expected to hear something like that from you.
No, really, because there's only... I mean, what do you want from him?
No, I'm thinking that he'd be saying niloloka lang niya ako or something like that. But
you must have gotten screwed in your last relationship, yes?
Very much.
That's why you're a little traumatized. You're
adamant.
Yeah, and we understand. Mm. And I suppose he should understand that as well. Like, if my girlfriend was traumatized and cheated upon and abused in her prior relationship, yes. I know that there is doubt there. There's a confidence issue. There's a self-esteem issue. I will also take that into consideration when I'm dealing with her. So you guys just have to meet halfway or quarter way or three quarters way in all of these issues, and then you'll be able to solidify this relationship a little bit better. But everybody's got baggage. Everybody has problems. Everybody's got issues, but you can still work it out. Just be open about it and make a covenant, make a deal.
Well, I must say, I really appreciate your words.
Yeah, no worries.
Thanks.
That was all Ramon. All right. Bye-bye. And all 3 inches of Ramon. Let's go to the next guy. He's been on hold 20 minutes. Mark, you're 32. You're Quezon City. What's up?
Hi, good evening, Mo.
Hi, Mark. Yes, Ramon Bautista here. Dr. Gat.
Hi, Doc. Hi, Ramon.
Hey. Hi.
Good evening. Yes. This is actually a love problem. I need your advice about this.
Go.
Nung single ako, medyo okay lang yung mga lumalapit na chicks. I mean, okay lang yung mga chicks na nasa paligid mo. But now, nung nag-girlfriend ako, mas madami yung temptation eh. And the thing is, I don't want to cheat.
Yeah, I don't know. Would you agree, Ramon Gan, na yung mga girls, mas na-attract sa mga guys na may asawa or may girlfriend?
Palagay ko, pwede kasi tumataas yung confidence level mo kasi may pagka nothing to lose attitude ka.
Yeah.
Parang wala ka nang pake, hindi ka na masyadong conscious sa sarili mo. Pero may shota ka na eh.
Here's my theory about why girls are attracted to married men and why girls like guys with girlfriends. When you, I always bring it to the animal planet, you know, National Geographic. When you look at animals, because that's all we are. We're all animals. We all kind of behave the same way, right? We're a little bit more. We're far smarter than all the other animals, but generally,
yeah, we're animals. Animals.
Generally, you'll see the similarities between male animals and female animals, things like that. Mm. The female. Let's go with the lions. The pride, right? The lionesses. They like the king. They like the one. They like the one who's empowered. They like the one that all the other lionesses like. There's an attraction to the very best.
The alpha male.
Right. Now, if the guy has a girlfriend, it must mean there's something about him worth liking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to find out. Now, that's why girls don't like single guys. Because why are you single? Why don't you have a pride? Why don't you have a...
Baka maliit yung bird niyan.
Baka maliit yung bird mo.
Baka kunti lang sperm niyan.
Yeah, that's right. See, so there's really like that sort of subconscious attraction to men who have girlfriends or wives because it must mean they have something because another girl likes him.
If you're talking about that, does it mean that you agree that men are polygamous?
No, I don't. I just believe the attraction of females to men who are married or attached is because it gives them the image that somebody likes me for something. Now all I have to do is find out what that is.
Okay.
That's why when you're single, okay, may mga chicks. Now that you have a girlfriend, mas maraming chicks. Yeah, it's because there's something about you that's intriguing to them. Now, if you're, it's like girls can smell a loser. Diba, halimbawa, you just got dumped by your girlfriend. Or wala kang trabaho. Even if nobody knows that you're unemployed, you can smell it on somebody. I mean, there's like this thing, parang humidity about them. Now, the girls won't be attracted to you. Yung mga pangit dyan, napakaraming pera, they're all of a sudden so attractive because they can do something. They've achieved something. So, Mark, you have a girlfriend, now more chicks like you. So, what's the problem? Sorry.
Yes. Well, for example, ikaw mo. For example, let's say, girlfriend mo si Rian.
Okay.
May friend si Rian na mas maganda sa kanya, partner sa kanya. And,
impossible.
You know,
anyway.
Habang nag-usap kayo, medyo may seduction ng konti. So,
yeah, but see, Mark, my thing is, I'm not that type of guy. I'm not the type of guy that gets aroused by a lot of girls liking me. I am aware when a lot of girls like me, but if I have a girlfriend, especially kung yung girlfriend ko is the girl that I really like, that I'm really in love with, there's no other vagina or there's no other girl.
Yan ang tunay na lalaki, si Mo Twister.
No, there's
really, ideal guy.
No, really, there is no attraction. There's no temptation involved. I have the girl that I want. Why would I risk that by fucking around with girls who just want me for my money, popularity, my big bird? You know,
yeah. Big bird.
You get what I mean? You have the girl that you want. Stop fucking
even
around.
Even if you're way younger.
One word: satisfaction. Okay, if you're satisfied with your girlfriend in all aspects, sexual, physical, emotional, then it will prevent you from looking at other girls.
Boss, pag may low self-esteem issues ka rin, dun ka lang ma-attract sa mga iba. Yeah, parang see? Trophy mo sila, di ba?
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, so Mark, come on. Dude, stop being a douchebag. You have the girl that you want. Stick with it.
I know what
he feels.
Pogi mo siguro, sir, no?
What he feels is self-confidence. His ego is starting to boost up.
Well, it is because what? Yeah. He's 32. He's probably more wealthy now than he's ever been in his life. Mm-hmm. No, Mark? You've got more going for you now than ever.
No, sir, I'm 22.
22, I'm sorry, you're 22. Okay, whatever. You're entering the adult stage. You're starting to establish your career. And because of that, maybe girls are getting attracted. Listen, stop it. Learn how to restrain from that shit. You know, that kind of qualities will make you successful in other fields. You'll be less greedy. You'll be, you know what I mean? You just try to be in a relationship. In a faithful relationship. All right? Be happy you have a girlfriend. Look at us. Look at me. Look at Gan. Ramon, my girlfriend ka? Fucking losers. We have no girlfriend. The lionesses are passing our room and going to the fucking intern's room because they got
just come in.
All right?
3 inches, pero ga liver spread.
That's right. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Ramon, since these past couple years, na talaga sumikat ka, do you see that there are a lot of girls now being attracted to you?
Medyo, oh. Parang pakaram na ako, pumogi ako.
Sikat ba talaga? Sikat ba?
Sino?
Sikat.
Sinong kat?
No, sikat. Dahil sa sikat.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Dahil sa kasikatan?
Oh.
Siguro. Mm-hmm. Eh, kasi... Siyempre, yung mga roles ko nagre-require sa akin magsuot ng swimming trunks. May mga bumabakat. Nafe-feel nila na hindi lang ako 3 inches tulad ng pinipress release ko, di ba? So, yun. Baka dulot yun nun.
Okay. Here's a question that's closely related for Ramon. Jose, you're 20.
Hello.
What's up?
I have a question for Ramon Bautista.
Yeah, I'm here.
Ano yung advantage and disadvantage sa girls pag funny ka?
Nako, marami. Kasi pag di ka funny, boring ka, di ba?
Yeah.
So pagka funny, yun ito, babalik tayo sa Animal Kingdom. Sa mga Animal Planet things, di ba? So sabi sa akin, pag funny ka, ibig sabihin matalino ka. Tapos may dalawang klaseng funny, di ba? Ito, kinuwento sa akin ni RJ Ledesma. May isang caveman.
Hold on one second. RJ talks so much and I don't understand a fucking word he says.
No, pero nung sinlow mo ko, nabasa ko.
Sige, go. Internalize.
May isang funny na tao, may isang funny na caveman, yung tumatae, tapos kinakain yung tae niya. Pero mas funny na tao, yung magtuturo sa'yo, girly, yung caveman, kinakain niya yung tae niya. Siya yung mas nakakatawa kasi alpha male siya, tapos nakakatawa pa siya.
So ikaw, saan ka dun?
So, syempre ako yung alpha male. Gusto kong...
Akala ko yung ikaw yung kumakain.
Ako yung kumakain yung tae. Ayun, so dinedemonstrate mo na meron kang kakayahan na yun, may sarasar, ganun. Sabihin natin, si Dolphy. Tapos siguro yung caveman na kumakain ng gems, yun yung mga sidekick niya. Mga Babalu, Panchito, ganyan. Tapos, Big Soto. Sino yung mga sidekick ni Big Soto? Si Rich D. Horsey.
Yes.
Ayan, diba? Mga ganun. So, yun.
And Vic is the one that the chicks. That's the one who gets the chicks. Dolphy is the one who gets the chicks.
Oh, hindi si Richie Dihorsi, yeah. Di ba?
Tama.
Vic Soto gets the chicks.
Oh, yun. So, sabihin, kung girl ako, gusto ko makipag-mate doon sa taong magbibigay sa akin na matatalinong offspring, hindi doon sa offspring na, bawa, anak ko, kakain ng tae, pagtatawa na nila Vic Soto. Ayoko nang ganun, di ba?
Again, let's going back to the animal
Ramon,
kingdom.
So, in the past few years, you've had a lot of sex.
Tagal sumagot.
Okay lang.
Yeah?
Okay lang.
Yeah.
Hindi naman yung namamagana yung itlog ko. Hindi ba na yung busog, di ba?
All right. Jose, so be the alpha male na funny na hindi kumakain ng tae.
Hindi kumakain ng tae.
Okay. All right?
Yun yung advantage nun, sir.
Sige.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Very well said. Sarap
din pag internet, no? Pwede magsabi ng tae.
Diba? Tsaka ano yung sabi mo kanina?
Gulliver spread.
Hindi,
before.
Off air.
Alin?
Pwedeng sabihin yung...
Yung ano? Katut. Si Dr. Gano.
Karen, you're 28.
Hi.
Hi, are you calling from Singapore? But no, you're calling from Parinaque. All right, Karen, what's up?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm still laughing from the previous conversation.
Yes.
She's giggling.
Hi, Ramon.
Right? You don't like the guy na kumakain ng tae, no? Baka bad breath.
Gusto mo ba ng funny guy? Si Dr.
Well,
Gan,
like
funny.
Guy, but I don't want that one who eats the poop.
Of course. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, no one wants that.
Karen, you have a question for Ramon. Fire away.
Yeah. Hi, Ramon. Have you ever been hit on by anyone famous? Anyone we may know?
Famous? May nag-flirt sa'yo.
Siguro. Ah, babae ba? Wala. Eh. Mm. Sana meron.
Nasikat. Na celebrity.
Wala eh. Ako, seryoso sila. Parang sinasabi lang nila. Ako yung crush nila eh.
Sino? Sino yung sabi sa'yo?
Isa kalsado, pare.
Ha? Huh?
Big time ako eh.
She'll be here Tuesday.
Ah, ganun? Tanongin mo siya.
Na kung crush.
Punta ka dito sa'yo.
Hindi. Sabi niya eh.
Yeah.
Dapat siya yung nagsabi. No?
Oo nga.
O binabawi ko yung statement ko. Siya yung tanongin niyo kasi baka sabihin niyo, feeling ero naman nun. Gagawin pangit na. Wala. Ano lang.
Kumakain
ng tae yun. Nakita ko. Kita ni bossing yun eh. Tinuros na taba ako sa kanya.
Okay, so any celebrities that had
wala
a crush?
Eh. Wala eh. Mga ano lang eh.
Or have you tried hitting on someone famous?
Oh.
No, not yet. I'll try soon. When my self-esteem can do it.
What about students? I heard you're a professor.
Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever been hit on by students?
Of course. They can't help it. I can't help it.
Is it because of your looks or is it because
of the whole package?
Professor.
Everything. I don't know.
Wait.
Sabihin, I'm hitting on you because you're the professor. It's my fantasy. Hindi naman nila sinasabi yun eh. Bigla na lang, ano eh. Lumalapit eh.
Yeah. Alright, Karen?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, love. You know. Appreciate it. Bye-bye. 659-6969. Ramon Bautista on the program.
6969.
Yeah. You like that?
So,
yeah. Accidentally.
Galing mamili ng number.
That's right. Let's go to Raymond, who's 25. You've been on hold for over 20 minutes, Raymond. What's up?
Yeah. Hi, this is Raymond.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Yep.
Hi, Ramon.
Hi.
Medyo parehas sa tayo ng name. Parang local version kita.
Ah, ganun.
Raven.
Napakapalat mong lalaki.
Raven, question.
What's up?
Yeah. I have this problem. Last week, my girlfriend caught me doing something with her friend.
What's something? You have to be specific. This is the internet. You can say fucking anything you want.
Sex.
You were having sex with your girlfriend's friend.
What do you call him?
Did she walk in the room and you were mounted on the girl?
No, the girl told my girlfriend.
You're a fucking idiot.
What do you call this guy, mo?
You're a fucking idiot, douchebag, dumbass, piece of shit, whatever. All right, continue.
Tapos, parang after that, she got mad at me.
Of course. Malamang.
No,
continue.
And then, syempre, I said sorry. I said I won't do it again.
Rude. Ako, hindi ako naniniwala sa iyo eh.
Ako rin, hindi ako naniniwala sa sarili ko.
Oo nga. Okay. Ano problema mo ngayon?
Problema ko ngayon, as a result of what happened, ang parusa niya sa akin, walang intimate moments sa aming dalawa.
Anong intimate moments? Walang ano? Walang sex?
Yeah.
For 6 months?
Yeah, for 6 months.
Oh, buti nga, hindi ka binrake eh.
Oo. Oh.
Nung una, ang sabi niya, indefinite time lang daw muna. Eh, makulit ako. Sabi ko, kailan yung indefinite time? Baka mamaya, 1 week lang naman, di okay na. Mm-hmm. Sabi niya, hindi. 6 months daw. So,
may... Alam mo, pre, shota mo, tanga! Breakin mo na yun! Tawa-tawa ka pa dyan, ha?
Punta na lang ako dun sa kabila, no?
No, wait. 2 points. There are 2 points Ramon brought up that are both extremely valid. Number one, it's good she didn't break up with you because you deserve it, you shithead. Secondly, your girlfriend's stupid. And you don't want to be with a stupid girlfriend. The fact that she didn't break up with you makes her retarded.
It's a joke.
I think.
Aray, pasensya na, nililight namin girlfriend mo, pero totoo naman eh. Tawag-tawag ka rito, syempre, yun ang makukuha mo, honest kami.
Yung nga, gusto ko sa inyo eh.
Nga, Raymond, this relationship is a disaster. You're gonna break up anyway. Either you wanna do it now or later.
Both are you gonna have kids who eat tae? Because your girlfriend is tanga.
With tae sa ulo?
Raymond, this relationship is over. I know that people forgive cheating. It's happened before, and people have been successful, right?
Yeah.
But the punishment is not, okay, you had sex with my friend. Now your punishment is no sex with me for 6 months. So, how fucking retarded does that sound?
I'll just go to the friend na lang for 6 months muna, no?
Well, you're a douchebag, so I don't care. I want you to get an STD that makes your dick fall off. That's what I want from you, okay? But what I'm saying is, this relationship is screwed. Both of you are fucking stupid, man. All right, Raymond?
Yung mga Ramon yata, tsaka Raymond, mga ganun.
Hindi, huwag na ako damay, sir. Ikaw lang yun.
Raymond, stop it, please, all right? Yeah. Both of you, tell your girlfriend to call here, please. Okay. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
Bye-bye.
Re-refer namin siya dun sa operator ng ano, ng Ustream. Yung kay long hair.
Si Bikini Girl.
Hindi, dito kayo.
Intern Miguel.
Ah, si Miguel.
Okay. Intern Miguel.
Jesse, you're 23. Sigan. Jesse, you're on a cell phone. You're a doctor. What's up?
Yes, hello.
Hi, love. How can we help you?
Doctor siya?
Well, this is not really sex. I don't really need the sex advice because I love my sex, but... This is more of a love advice.
Okay, I'm sorry, you're not a doctor. That was somebody else. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm not a doctor. I'm a marketing assistant.
No worries.
Yeah.
What's up?
So, so here's a story. I'm in a 9-month relationship.
Okay.
And it just got, previously, I'm in a relationship, which I have a son. Then right now, I'm in a relationship with a guy with 2 kids.
Okay.
And married. And my boss.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, this is not good. Okay, Jesse. What's the question?
Well, yeah, at first it was, I'm 23 and he's 31. So at first I'm just, I thought I'm just having fun and then things went serious. And, now he's telling me things like he's going to leave his wife and he's going to be with me soon.
He's lying.
And stuff like that. So before this call, we had this very big fight over the phone. So, I just want to know really where I stand right now.
Okay, well, again, we're going to go back to, I don't understand. You girls have to stop going out with taken men, please. Because it is the downfall of, it's the start of just...
Downfall of civilization.
Yeah, it's just the start of just your fucked up life. That's what's going to happen. You're just going to... Listen,
you just have to choose,
we understand. We've already established why we understand you guys are attracted to married men or men with girlfriends. But you have to just stop it. Because it already sets up your relationship with that guy for doom. He's married. He has 2 kids. He's your boss. How more difficult can this situation be for all of you? And when you get caught... Your work is going to get screwed. Your company's going to fire you both. His wife is going to fucking come up to you and bitch slap you and pull your hair.
All your self-esteem will be destroyed.
Everything is wrong about it. There's nothing you can gain. It's just dick. You can find single dick.
But, I've been in a lot of relationships before. And, he's a very good guy.
No, he's not. He's not. He's not a very good guy.
You know, for me, because... you know, of all the people, or of all the guys that I've been in a relationship to.
Okay, well, what happened to your dad? Why are you fucked in the head? What happened to your dad? Don't tell me you came from a normal family upbringing.
Yes, I came from a normal family.
That's bullshit. You should not be able to, you should have not been able to have this thing happen to you.
Yeah, something might have happened in the past.
Your dad's a womanizer. Has to be.
No, he's not. He's a marine engineer, so he's not really around. So
that's why he's not around. That's what we're talking about. He's not around to show you how men should behave properly. If your dad is around and he shows and he womanizes and he's abusive to your mom, you're going to be attracted to those guys because that's what you idolize. That's what you've been taught is normal. Now, if your dad is a marine engineer and he's a seaman and he's gone for 8 months throughout the year, you have no father figure. You don't know how normal men should be behaving.
Yeah, and I think you know what's the right thing to do. It's just that you're that stubborn to not to move on.
Yeah, that's another thing, because how can I move on? We work in the same company. I just can't, you know, go resign and go.
Jesse, you go listen. And I'm having a good time with you. I actually am. I could say that I am in love with you, but I have to do the right thing. And the right thing right now is we have to stop this relationship. You're married. Now, if you can work with me, I can work with you. But there's no more sex. There's no more flirting. There's no more dates. There's no more of that shit. We're cheating on your wife. We're going to get fired if fucking somebody finds out. Do you understand? And at this moment, collect as much evidence as possible. Because if you tell him that and he fires your ass, it's revenge time, baby.
Break na yan.
You know, I'm sorry. It's just that, you know, I think I'm so blinded by...
Yes, you are.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Yeah, you are. You are. But what are you
going to
do?
So, you can still find some single dick. Sabi nga ni Mo. There's so many going around.
I want something better. But
Ramon is here.
You know, I just don't know how am I going
to
do it.
It's bad for your kids. You know? It's bad for your child to see this shit. It's bad for your child to see her mother fucking whoring up with a married man, period. Okay? So do it for your child. If you're not doing it for yourself, if you're not doing it for your job, if you're not doing it for for the family of your married boyfriend, do it for your own child. She should not be witnessing this kind of shit. This is whore behavior.
See, this time Mo is siding for the kid.
All right?
Before he did.
No, I'm finding anything I can to tell this girl that what she's doing is wrong. I fucking forgot about your kid. Now I remembered. Do it for her. She's going to grow up to be like you. Do you want that?
Yeah,
take a deep breath now. Then think about what you did and then you break up with your...
Okay, so... What am I going to do first?
You tell your boyfriend / married fucker boss tomorrow that, you know what? I've had a good time. I can tell you right now that...
No, not yet. You ask for an extension of your contract. So if he does...
Extension of my contract?
Yeah, because
get a raise.
If he fires you...
Oh, you know, actually... If he fires you because of your... Because, you know, they don't really... care about that.
Listen, Jesse. No, yes, they do. Collect evidence. Collect emails. Collect emails. No, collect emails. Collect text messages. The mother company. He doesn't own the company, does he? So if you get fired under his recommendation, you could just say the reason why he fired me is because we were having an affair, and he didn't want his wife to find out. Here's the proof.
You gotta get some safety feature for your work. That's the first thing to do.
Knowing him, I don't think he's going to
I don't care what you know about him. He's a cheater. He's a liar. That's what he does.
Okay,
he hasn't shown it to you yet, but that's what he is.
He's going to protect himself.
Yeah, you just protect yourself.
First thing, talk to him.
I'm sorry?
And first thing I'm
going
to do is talk to him.
First thing, collect evidence. If that means flirting with him tonight, going, ooh, baby, I need the single dick. You know, whatever you want to do, you can go ahead. Collect evidence and then battle plan for later in the week or next week. You go... It's over between us. I feel like I'm doing the wrong thing here. I'm not going to ruin your career if you promise not to ruin mine. Blah, 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 blah. But just in case, you have something in your pocket, okay? You have your ace. You have your two of diamonds. All right?
I just don't know, you know, if I'm alone, if I already alone, you know.
Jesse, you're 23. You're not going to be alone for long. Just find some single guy, please.
You're at the prime of your sexiness.
What?
Well, she had a baby.
Okay lang, di ba? Sabihin, maaga nagka-baby.
Alam mo, the hardest thing to do there after you break up is for you to move on. So, you invest a lot of energy and time on that phase of the relationship wherein you have to move on and forget about him.
And we're investing too much time in this caller. Thank you, Jesse. Enjoy your crappy existence. Hey, let's go talk to Gold, who's 27. She's on a cell phone as well. She's a doctor. She's smart. She's pretty. She's in a relationship with a married man.
Yeah.
Gold.
I guess my situation is seamless with the other caller.
Yeah.
So I guess you're gonna tell me the same things that you told her.
No, we're not gonna tell you. You're stupid because you're a doctor.
Aray ko.
Di ba mga doktor, hindi naman yung stupid yan. Hindi naman magkakapapasa ng board dyan eh.
Tao pa rin, tao pa rin.
Gold.
Hindi naman lahat ng tao.
Tao pa rin, diba doktor?
Right, diba?
Hindi, kasi
I may be good at different things, but I may be stupid at one thing.
Lalo pag nai-inlove, yung rational thinking natin, nagsha-shutdown eh, diba?
That's right, kahit matalino ka, kahit ilan yung degrees mo, diba? Gold, what happened to your family? Why are you fucked in the head?
I came from a good family. My mom and dad raised me well. I guess I can't blame them for that.
Okay, then why are you doing this?
I don't know. I just find the guy so... I don't know what I find in him, what I found in him.
Is he a doctor as well?
Yes.
Yeah, so he must be a really good doctor, right? He must be like the head of a department or the top surgeon of the group, or he handles the ER.
He's your senior.
And you know what's sexy about doctors, who power doctors? They're the guys who handle the trauma center. You know, when the people get rolled in there with gunshots, he's like, okay, 400cc of dick there and dick here and all that stuff. Yeah, and then like, you know, they're so in control. Is he one of those doctors?
Well, you're right in one thing. Like, we work in a trauma center, but he is that. The man who mans the ER, he's an ophthalmologist, so nothing so interesting.
What's
about
that, Doc? Is that the eyes?
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
what do you like him? Ophthalmologists are dorks.
He's your boss.
I don't. Senior. No. He's not my boss. We came from different departments.
Senior.
Yeah, he's ahead from me.
Yeah. Well, listen, Gold, we're going to tell you, I just want you to take the same advice as the last one.
Yeah,
the guy's married. Listen, you are 27. You are a doctor. You are smart. Yes. You are pretty. Who do you look like?
Ideal girl yan.
Who's the celebrity you look like?
I don't know. Maybe you could check my Facebook account.
See, that's confidence. God damn it. You must be hot. You're fucking broadcast.
I don't know. Maybe you could judge.
Okay, I'll judge. Give me the fucking face. Doc, Ken, put it on there. What's the Facebook?
Kami magsabi.
I gave you my whole name.
No, I don't. Dude, put it. Okay, give me the Facebook.
It's Gold with A, then the Leon.
Gold, A...
No, Golda.
Golda. G-O-L-D-A De Leon.
De Leon. Yes.
All right, hold on. We're going to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I know you're on a cell phone, but hang on there because...
It's okay, but I hope you don't laugh at me.
No. We're just going to see if you're really pretty.
Yeah,
hold
confidence
on. Yeah, don't hang up.
Paano ito? Di sasabihin ito, di ba?
Oski, you're 25. Oski? Shit, you know what? I just hung up on the fucking doctor. I'm so sorry. I'm still getting used to this. We'll call you back. Oski. Hello? Yep. Hi, you're on the show. What's up?
Hi, Mo. Just want to say that your show is great.
Okay, Oscar, hold on one second. Producer Pat?
Yes, Mo.
Can you call back the doctor?
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
I have her in the Facebook, Mo.
Okay, before you, let's get to Oscar, and then we'll go back to our doctor here. Oscar, your problem. What's up?
Hi, Mo. Actually, my friend has a problem.
Sure.
Just want to ask some advice from you guys there.
Go.
Girlfriend.
I'm sorry?
My friend broke up with his girlfriend 2 or 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been hooked up with video games and drawing stuff.
Yeah.
Can you give some advice? We tried to hooking up with somebody from our office, but still didn't work.
Yeah, well, he's got to put down the video games. Video games is fucking sex life killer, all right? How old is he?
24.
Yeah, somebody's got video games are like gambling, man. It's like a fucking drug, right? It can fuck your life up pretty good. Now, I play video games, but I play once a week, twice a week. It's no secret why some of the more successful people are the ones who play the least amount of video games. I'm pro video games when you're a young person because it teaches you things like
hand-eye
coordination, decision-making process, like when you're playing an RPG and all of a sudden you have to get to the end of a level and you got fucking guys coming at you left and right. It teaches the person to multitask by being able to press all these buttons at the same time and to make fast decisions.
But
that's when you're 12.
Oh.
Like if you're stuck in high school or something.
Yeah, when you're in high school. I had too much video games. Kala mo, kung hindi ako na-addict sa video games nung high school, siguro varsity na ako ng basketball, kaya rockstar na ako, magaling ako mag-gitara. Pero pare, ito ko ngayon. Walang katalent-talent. Galing ako sa Street Fighter, sa NBA Live 2000.
Yun ang game mo.
Pero yun na yun, man.
11 years ago.
Oh, 11 years. Hindi ko masasari sa Olympics yun eh. Hamunin ko si Manny, iba na yung video game ngayon. Eh, di ba?
Yeah. Isa sa mga reasons why we are having high numbers of obese people right now.
Is because of video. Yeah. Okay, listen. Mm. Let's take the most successful people in the nation right now. Do you think Pacquiao is playing video games? No. Do you
think Jinky
is playing video games? No. Do you think Ayala Zobel is playing video games at this moment? No. Do you think fucking Lucio Tan is playing video games at this moment? No. Mm-hmm. The most successful people in the world, they're not playing video games all day long. They got shit to do. So you have to tell them. You have to stop that loser behavior or let him. And let him experience it on his own. You're not him. He's just your friend. Stop making it a problem for you. He's burying his own grave. He's digging it on his own thing. Let him be. You can tell him once. Actually, listen, you fat fuck. You better stop it or else you're going to be a loser.
I'm planning a drinking session this coming Friday.
All right. Tingin mo yung drinking session, life-changing yan para sa kanya. Pare, simula nang nagiinuman tayo. Ayoko na mag-video games. Pare, thank you. I love you.
All right, let him listen to this, okay?
All right.
Download it.
Yeah. Okay. I will. Actually, I just downloaded all of your previous podcast.
Thank you.
Thanks. I love it.
Bye-bye. Great.
Can I request something for Dr. Yarn?
Sure.
Yeah, what?
Dr. Yarn, can you curse? Just one word, please.
Putang ina.
Okay na.
Actually, that was kind of weak, Gan.
Weak ba? Weak?
That was puss, man.
Tayo na naman tuloy.
Yeah, getting better. All right, thanks.
Thank you,
Dr. Gan.
Bye-bye. Will they pull your license for that?
No.
Are you sure?
They can't.
Why?
What for?
Aren't you like being immoral and stuff like that?
That's not immoral. Come on. No?
All right, fair enough.
Siyempre, pag nagsisurgery, ay putang ina!
Hindi ako nagsisurgery.
Ano klase? Ay putang ina, may laglat ka!
Yun, di ba?
Ganun, ano?
659-6969. We're gonna take a commercial break. Ramon Bautista is here.
Yeah.
We're gonna be giving away a chance to win a BlackBerry 9780. Just be the best caller. A few minutes for this break. Back right after this. Don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll return after this commercial break.
Huh?
We're taking more of your calls at 659-6969. Good Times with Mo, the podcast, is brought to you by San Meg Light and powered by Smart Bro.
Si Marian at si Dingdong, oh.
Waiter, sa pangasan San Meg Light bucket?
Pare, anong pipiliin mo? Si Marian o abs ni Dingdong?
Pareho.
Si Marian o sports car ni Dingdong?
Pareho!
Si Marian o beach house ni Dingdong?
Pareho!
Si Marian o Dingdong?
Pareho!
Gumaganda ang gabi pag masaya ang usapan at mahaba-haba ang inuman. Kaya dapat magkaan sa tiyan. San Miguel Light.
Drink moderate. Good Times with Mo the podcast and Madrid Travel Club are giving away a trip for two to Japan. If you want to snowboard, enjoy authentic Japanese cuisine, see cherry blossoms, or experience the pandemonium of a mega city like Tokyo, then keep listening to this podcast. To qualify, like us on Facebook and the Madrid Travel Club Facebook page too. Only fans of the two pages will be selected. Contest ends February 7th, 2011. This Japanese getaway is sponsored by Madrid Travel Club.
Hey, this is Mo Twister for tradeport.com.ph. As many of you know, my schedule can get pretty hectic with a morning radio show and three TV shows, and that's Sunday to Sunday. Now, often, I can't find enough time to do the shopping I need for my everyday life. That's where tradeport.com.ph kicks in. Tradeport is the e-mall of the Philippines. It's online shopping at its best because it's not a hassle and it's stress-free. Now, in our city, where traffic jams rule and parking is always difficult, Tradeport makes it convenient to buy what you want and have it delivered straight to your door in as fast as a single day. Payment options are vast, so visit tradeport.com.ph and fan them up on Facebook. Tradeport.com.ph, the e-mall of the Philippines.
Why can't we look like celebrities?
Why do they have white skin that glows?
Why do they look 10 years younger?
Here's celebrity expert Vicky Bello to answer your questions.
Celebrities stand out because of their one small secret, a beauty pill that combines whitening and anti-aging.
Bello Nutraceuticals, guaranteed to have 250 milligrams of glutathione, perfectly measured to boost whitening until skin glows, and collagen that lifts wrinkles from within.
So, to look like a celebrity, it only takes one small secret.
Bello Nutraceuticals. Two capsules a day. It's beauty in a bottle.
No approved therapeutic claims.
Hi, this is Mo Twister. As an avid photographer hobbyist, I recently made the switch to Canon, and what a great decision it's been. Their line of SLRs are unmatched. My favorite being the Canon EOS 5D Mark II with 21 megapixels, auto lighting optimizer function, and full HD video capture. And on top of that, they have customer service centers in case I need help with my Canon-related inquiries. I even use their video cameras for my podcast, like their Canon XF305. It's trusted by professionals, and that's exactly what I'm looking for. Canon, delighting you always.
Dati di ako makasabay. We broke through the global market and keeping in touch with foreign clients became very important. So I got my DSL biz, yung 8 Mbps, ha? Ngayon, kahit saan ka pa, Asia, Europe, America, walang problema. Lakas ng resbak ko eh. My DSL biz. This is Darius Hizon, bossing ng Pampanga's Best. Bossing ako.
There are people who are pro-life, pro-choice, pro-this, and pro-that. For me, I'm pro-fun. That's why my friends and I enjoy hanging at TGI Fridays. They've got small plates to share and pass around and bottomless drinks that will last all night. Try it for yourself. Head to TGI Fridays now. Hey, this is Mo Twister. Catch the Blackberry Show in the Name of Love at Trinoma Mall on February 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is hosted by Chris Aquino. Watch your favorite stars reveal their L-O-V-E. And thanks to Blackberry for giving phones to this podcast.
Trivia questions? CCU. Walking encyclopedia to.
Ako? I solve math problems in my head. I'm a walking calculator.
Yun lang. Me? I have Wi-Fi anywhere. I'm a walking Wi-Fi zone.
Huh?
I have the new Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi. It fits in my pocket so I can take it anywhere. It connects my different gadgets to the web at the same time. I can Facebook on my laptop at the park.
Nice!
Watch YouTube on my iPad sa street.
Cool!
Or download songs on my phone now.
Makonect naman sa Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi.
Sure. Pahiram na din ng 100 bucks.
659-6969.
My girlfriend says she hates me.
It's Good Times with Mo, the podcast. Brought to you by Sandmade Light.
And powered by SmartPro.
Call the show tonight and get your love problem answered.
Follow us on Twitter at GTWM Podcast.
And visit www.motwister.com.
Back on the show, we are here at the Good Times with Mo podcast. Ramon Bautista, Ramon, yeah. Thanks for being here, man. We appreciate it. This, of course, show is being brought to you by Sanmig Light. They have a new endorser that they're going to be launching next week. They have a new TV commercial that's going to be airing as well. And we're going to have that endorser here on Wednesday. She is, I told you she's a female. She is a secret, I think, for now. Maybe we can, I'll ask the Sanmig people tomorrow if I can say who it is. But there is a new endorser, a new TVC. We will launch it along with Sanmig Light next week on Wednesday. You will see her here. She's beautiful, sexy. She's going to be taking your calls as well, all right? But in the meantime, someone just as beautiful, just as sexy, Ramon, is here.
Yeah.
Ramon, are you having fun?
Of course.
Yeah? Do you like this show?
Yeah. This is great. I'm inspired. I want to make something like this.
Okay.
It's very interesting.
All right.
Inspiring.
Yeah.
Doc, let's
this
go back.
This is a real doctor, right?
Yeah, it's a real doctor.
I think so.
Maybe we can display your...
My what?
Your board.
Certification.
Certification here. Like a doctor's clinic.
In a clinic. Pero hindi naman to clinic. Eh.
Yeah, it's Xerox it. Because the webcam.
Ah, okay. Xerox. May diploma.
So, you're gonna have more credibility.
May diploma, may...
Yeah,
you know.
Doctor.
Do you want me to wear the blazer too?
Oh, yes, you should. Wear the white blazer.
Come on, Mo.
Oh, fucking eight. Starting tomorrow, it's on.
Sorry.
Visit ka eh.
Let's get back to our doctor. Speaking of doctors, Gold, you're back on the show.
Yeah, hi.
All right, we saw your picture. Yes, you're pretty.
This is the hot doctor?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Hey.
Do you see my picture?
Yeah, yes. Of course.
You're good looking.
But unfortunately, we can't click on the picture and there's no other pictures we can't see because you're not friends with Dr. Gan. Dr. Gan will add you now. Is that? Can you approve it so we can see your Boracay pictures?
Sure.
So we can like gauge you some
sure.
more?
And Dr. Gan is married, so he's just your type.
Shut up, okay?
Maybe not anymore.
All right, fair enough.
So you just add him just for me to see. I'm single, but I'm not a doctor.
Is this Ramon?
She's yeah, that's Ramon. Do you like Ramon?
Oh, why not?
It's like, it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And you're beautiful. Stop messing around with these men.
Yeah, you've got lots of potential. You've got lots of, you know.
And since she announced her name over our broadcast, everyone's going to make putakte.
Steph, you've been on hold for 40 minutes. Steph, what's
40
up?
Minutes?
Yes. What? Steph, you're 21. Pasay, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, dear. Sorry, you've been home forever. What's going on?
Hi. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Well, you can hear us now. What's the question?
Okay. Hi. Well, I actually called because I really want a BlackBerry because my phone is really dead now.
So, oh, yeah. My God. Anyway, you better come up with a great question because I get pissed when people ask for prizes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. And I think I can't beat Dr. Golda for telling her name and everyone.
Oh, no. But she's a family ruiner, so we're not going to give her a phone. What's your problem?
Anyways, well, honestly, I don't know if I'm over someone right now.
What do you mean?
Like, well, okay, here's the gist. Like, I had a girlfriend. She's my first. I never had a boyfriend.
Oh, you're lesbian. Cool.
No.
G to G.
Have you heard that you're going to be only a lesbian for just one girl?
Oh, okay. Yeah, there are like that. There are girls that who are generally, or I guess, like, you know.
May face lang, you know?
Well, no, they're like, they fall in love with people who have good hearts. You know what I mean? And it could be a boy, it could be a girl. You're not technically lesbian per se, but you found someone who just made you feel amazing and made you feel awesome. And it didn't matter if it was a boy, girl, dog, cow, whatever. It's just that person treated you nice.
Hold on. What do you mean by a lesbian? A lesbian for you, Mo, is someone that had sex with the same...
No. A lesbian, to me, is someone... Okay. On the surface, a lesbian for me is someone who's attracted to females. Like, you'll see a hot piece of ass and you're like, wow, look at that ass. I want some of that. I want a fucking, I want a vegetarian that girl. I want a liquor. You know, that's a lesbian. This girl is in love with love.
In love lang.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, this person treated me nice. This person romanced me. Mm. She happened to be a female. Mm. And I'm already hooked.
Mm. Yeah, maybe you can see it.
Yeah. Wait. Well, that's what I said. All right, so what's up?
Well, yeah, so we've broken up like 3 years now.
Okay.
And, you know, we have a set of friends, common friends.
All right.
And whenever I see her, you know, it's like, it's mabigat, but at the same time, you don't care anymore. But alam mo yung feeling na, I think there's still something, but you just don't want to because, you know, she cheated on you with a friend.
Okay, so what's the problem though?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if, like, I'm just influenced with my friend's teasing me with her, or like I'm really over her because it's sometimes.
Well, are you hanging out with her? Is that what you said? I don't know if I caught that. You guys are all still one circle of friends.
No, sometimes like.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be. If she cheated on you, there should be no friendship after that shit.
Yeah, but you know.
Because you're always gonna feel uncomfortable. You got hurt.
Yeah, true, but you know, I still want to be friends.
Why do you want to be friends? You're not even completely over her. It's been 2 years.
That's the difference between a guy and a girl. A girl who had the same has a lesbian relationship with another one, it's very hard for them, you know, to dissociate.
Yeah, but you just take it for what it is, though, because you're not a lesbian. Well, you weren't a lesbian. You just happened to fall in love with someone who was nice to you. But that person who was nice to you fucking screwed you over. So stop being friends with her. I don't want us to be so negative. Today it seems like every answer to everyone's problem is mag-break na kayo. But you guys are in situations where you should not be interacting with these people.
Dahil may explanation ko sa ganyan, yung mga hindi nakaka-move on.
Mm.
Kasi una, iniisip nila, hindi na sila makakahanap na
parehong
feeling na nangyari sa kanila dati.
Okay.
Tapos, parang may hollow din na low self-esteem. Baka
kaso lang yung number one mo, that's you know, it's a phase na kailangan mong malampasan para matuto ka.
Oh, ang problema,
if you don't, hindi sila, ka matututo, you won't be able to survive in the jungle out there.
Hindi sila nang kikilala ng ibang tao pa na bibigyan ng chance na pwede rin magkagusto sa kanila, di ba?
Now, Steph, you're 21, meaning you're really, really young.
Yeah,
and because you might think this is the end-all and be-all in relationships, you're sorely mistaken. You're super, super young. You're supposed to go through these breakups and stuff like that. The fact that you guys broke up 3 years ago, that means you were 18 when you guys broke up. And that means before that, you were like 16 when you got together with her.
No. 17?
What? Oh, 14?
No,
16. 16, that's what I said, right? So you know what I mean? This is all like teenage love. You're going to get over it. And start getting over it now because you're not going to end up with this girl. I promise you that.
So whether
you want to be friends with her or not, you have to realize that at 21, you guys just had one. You just had a relationship. It saw its course. It ended up in infidelity or whatever. But move on from it.
Yeah, I totally get you. But
what? I don't
know. Like,
it's difficult.
Sorry?
It's just difficult.
Yeah.
It's never easy, you know. It's never easy to move on.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, sometimes you just, you know, you're just going to have, like, these moments that you know, you really feel like shit because you, that person really made you feel like shit.
That's why I don't hang out with her. You see, Steph, you might not be mature enough to be able to pull this off. I'm not even mature enough to pull this off. I'm 33. I cannot hang out with a girl that cheated on me. We cannot be friends. That's me personally. And I'm giving you my personal opinion. Now, the fact that you're so young and you were so hurt by it, and she even made you homosexual, which is, just imagine the power this girl has over you. And then she fucking cheated on you and you're still going to hang out with her from time to time? It's just, you're not going to be able to pull this off. You need some time away from this person. You need to stop hanging out with her.
Yeah, but I have a question for you. Did you ever cheat on someone?
Me?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Siyempre, hindi. Sabi ka naman. Okay, sige, thank you.
I think the cheating.
Mga iba pang caller.
No, I mean, I've not cheated in a long, long time. We're talking decades. I mean, I think we all cheated when we were like 15, 16 and stuff like that. But isn't like full-on relationships? No.
How about the romantic stuff?
Nung bata rin ako, siyempre bata pa ako noon. Pero ngayon mga modern age, ngayon mas mature na ako, hindi na siya.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Steph.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Okay.
Oh,
ba naman tayo? Siyempre hindi. Akala niya.
Howie, you're 26.
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, I just want to ask you guys. Hi, Doc. Hi, Ramon.
Hi. Hold on, Ramon.
Hi. Mario, are you trying to seduce us with your bedroom voice?
Ramon.
Hey.
Every day, dito sa podcast, not that we're making it happen on purpose. Mm. We always have a theme. Mm. When Diana Meneses was here last Thursday, usapan malaking tite. That's what it was. Yung Friday or Wednesday, usapan sex with animals or whatever it was. Mm. What was the other one on Friday? There's always a theme.
Sex with animals?
No, it was something like that. Anyway, tonight, it's been having sex with married people.
Mm.
And Howie,
yes,
you are no different.
I know.
What's up?
So the story goes, I had this ex-girlfriend. She's from Laguna and she's going here tomorrow and she has some errands to do and we are planning to meet. And I have the chance to get to pork her.
So how do you know you're going to pork her?
She's married or you're the married guy?
No, she's the one married. Ramon, how come you're always acting funny? Anyways.
Kaya acting funny. Yung pork mo nga yung married girl eh.
Pagalitan mo siya dahil nakakatawa. Okay.
Anyways.
Howie, how do you know you're going to pork this girl?
She told me. I mean, she wants it.
How does she say it, please? I want to know what a married woman is sounding like when she says she wants to fuck.
Do you want us to do it again? Because this is the second time.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. So, and I said yes. So, I guess let's say good to go for tomorrow. And the thing was, nung kami pa, I really took care of her. I mean, nothing really happened. I know that someday something was gonna happen, but not on our relationship pa. And then, after we broke up, after a week, nagkaroon siya ng boyfriend.
Okay.
And then yung boyfriend niya, na pregnant siya.
Uh-huh. Hmm.
Okay, and then they nangalak na siya, alis saka siya nagpakasal. And I was like, yeah, well, I really took care of you when we were together. And then suddenly, after a week,
yeah,
we broke up.
Yeah, but she can get pregnant if you guys are no longer together, or she's gonna get pregnant by someone else. That's just, that has nothing to do with you. Maybe they were irresponsible, they didn't use protection, but it has nothing to do with how good you were to her.
Yeah, I think so. I was thinking if I want to do this thing, but I know it's bad, but I have this strong feeling of revenge. Now,
why are you getting revenge? She got pregnant when you were not together.
Yeah.
No. The thing is, inilagaan ko siya, and then suddenly you're gonna get pregnant with some.
Howie,
some other.
Yes, she got pregnant, and you were not her boyfriend. That's not that. You don't get revenge for that.
I don't know.
What kind of fucking God complex do you have?
I don't know either, sir.
Howie.
Yes, sir.
Okay. She got pregnant. She could get pregnant. She could have had triplets. She could have fucking... She could be... That has nothing to do with you. You are no longer together. Even though you took care of her, even though you were a good boyfriend, you broke up for a reason. And the moment you broke up, a few weeks down the line, she had sex with someone else. It sucks. It's a terrible feeling, but you cannot get revenge. I'm pro-revenge. You've heard me on the radio. Yes. You've heard me on the show. I like taking revenge. If you get fucked over by your girlfriend, if your boyfriend fucks you over, call me and I'll give you a plan to get revenge. I'm not going to give
you one. What? Revenge guy din ako.
You are?
Revenge,
right, dude.
Mahilig ako sa mga revenge plans.
Fuck yeah, that's fun. We should have a whole... You know, we should do a whole podcast just on revenge. You call the show. It could be financial revenge
plans.
Revenging anything. It could be revenge for anybody.
Yeah. No, my point here, Mo, yung parang ginago niya yung sarili niya nung time na nilagaan ko siya.
Okay, I know, niya. Howie, but you were not responsible for her.
Yeah. So at saka sinabi mo na siya ginago niya sarili niya. So what for? What are these planned actions for?
Okay.
Hindi kasi, naging mabait siya. Tapos gusto pa niya ng marami so, pang porking.
Parang kasi kino-compensate na lang niya or what. I don't know.
Okay, what's your plan for revenge? Let me hear it.
Yeah. This is the second question. But I was thinking if it's okay if I will get her pregnant.
Yeah,
because,
I fucking can hear.
Meron naman siyang asawa. So if they will do the DNA test, I know it's very expensive.
Paano yung bata? Paano yung bata?
Hindi naman natin malalaman yan.
Howie, you are a massive asshole.
I'm also a douchebag. I know.
Like it's exploding out of your genes how big of an asshole you are. Because not only do you think that her actions while you were broken up has anything to do with you, the fact that you think that you're responsible or you even have a role in that makes you a douchebag. And then now that you want to impregnate her on purpose for revenge is wrong. Howie, that's wrong.
So I was thinking, hindi naman siguro mahala tayo because she's married, you know, and I know that every night his or her husband was.
To eventually, eventually the kids will find out.
Is it necessary that your fingers be that goddamn heavy?
But I'm sorry. It's doctor's keyboard.
All right,
sorry.
Two things. No, it's okay. I'm just kidding. Two things, dude. Stop being an asshole and do not have sex with her tomorrow. People, please listen to me. Everybody who can fucking hear this podcast.
Man.
Stop having sex with married people. I beg you. It's what you want in this life is to put yourself in a situation where things will be favorable for you. That's with everything. Whether it be your work, your school, your the movie that you're going to watch that night at Greenbelt or Glorietta or wherever you watch your movies, it's all to benefit you. It's always to put yourself in a favorable position. That's your role in life.
Mm-hmm.
This does not do that. My theory is, if it makes you happy, if it makes you money, then do it. If it does not make you happy, or if it does not make you money, don't do it. That's with everything.
How about if they're having sex with a married guy or a married girl, and it's making them happy?
It's not going to make them. It's only making them temporarily surface happy, superficially happy. They're going to get fucked eventually.
Yeah, and it's too risky for you, for both of you.
But you know what, guys?
You should just get a clean partner. I mean, a single partner.
Yeah. My point is, you do whatever you want to do. Just don't impregnate her, and you know it's going to just worsen the situation.
Yeah, dude. And you know what? If that was my wife, listen, Howie.
Yes, sir.
Have you met her husband?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I don't have plans to meet
her. Let's assume he is a bodybuilder.
Okay. On that assuming part, sir. I've already seen his her husband in the pictures. Long,
yeah. And you think you could beat him?
Quite
up.
Small.
Okay. Let's find. Okay. Let's wait. Whose headphones is that?
I'm sorry.
Headphones. Headphones.
Oh.
Yeah. Listen.
Sorry.
I'm a small guy. I'm a small guy. Right? Right? We everybody knows that. You guys you fucking make fun of me for it. If that was my wife and you impregnated her, even if I'm short, I will find you and I will rip your fucking arms off. Whether it be with a fucking knife or brass knuckles, or I'm gonna take a fucking dagger and just fucking literally pull your dick off with my hands. That's what I would do.
Okay.
Now, is anything that's going to happen, any porking...
You said an MP3 player, Mo.
Yeah, any porking that's going to go on tomorrow...
It's going to hurt some more.
Is it worth me coming to you and ripping your dick off with my hands?
No. No, I don't think so.
No, right. That's right.
And
you know me. I'm vengeful. If you did that to me, I'll fucking kill your family, too. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
And you don't know if that guy's like us.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
Okay.
All right.
But, okay, one thing.
What?
What's Grace Lee's breast size again?
36D.
Damn, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
No worries.
Oy, wag mo sabihin okay. Makinig ka. Okay, sige. Okay. Pero bukas, porking na naman. Di ba?
Yeah.
Tatanong-tanong ng advice, tapos di naman susundin. Sayang oras,
hindi advice nga eh. Kaya ang advice doesn't mean that they are going to follow.
Oh, well, no, but somebody else might be in the same situation.
Yeah.
Mark, 27.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
Magandang gabi mo, pati Ramon Bautista.
Yeah.
Dr. Gun.
Ano? Saka Dr. Gun. Ano? Tanong ko lang.
Galit ka.
Paano ko kunwari, kayo nasa, ano, nasa, kayo nasa sitwasyon ko, tapos...
Ano situation mo? Teka lang, ano ba situation? What's your situation?
Ano, kunwari, binablowjob ka ng girlfriend mo, o kaya ex, tapos nalo, tas edi nilunok niya.
Oh.
Yung ano, tapos nag-joke ako. Yung kunwari, nagkaka-epilepsy, tapos hayop ako, mga ganun. Edi, syempre, natawa naman siya, tapos napunta sa ilong niya. Tapos yun, lumabas sa ilong niya kasi yung ano,
Doc.
Tapos ngayon, nagre-reklamo siya na masakit daw yung ilong niya. Pero 2 days ago naman yun, tapos parang may nakakairita.
Of course, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Ano bang Mark, kinakain mo? At bakit bubuo yung ano nung yung lumabas sa iyo? At gumara sa ilong niya.
Ano patingin ko na kaso sabi niya, wag muna baka rin raw mawala tapos nakakahiya rin.
Toilet paper isingan niyo.
Anything, it's all connected. The ears, yeah. Nose and throat, diba? That's why you have the ENT stuff.
Yep.
All of that can come out of your ears, come out of your nose, come out of your mouth at any given time because they're all kind of just circulate around each other. Now, so let's establish that coming out of her nose is not irregular. That's something that would happen, whether it be cum or coffee or beer. It could all of that can come out. The thing is, what's in the consistency of semen that would create the irritation in her nose? And especially that the fact that it's 2 days ago, she's not going to die, obviously, but it's going to be lingering there for about a week, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what's in the semen that's going to make this irritating?
The semen is composed of the sperm. It's got fructose. It's got alkaline phosphatase. Secretions from the other glands inside the urogenital tract.
And you put that in the mucous membranes of the nose.
No.
And maybe lubricants, right?
Maybe lubricants, yeah.
Yeah.
Pero,
di ba pwede, ano, painumin ko lang siya ng tubig, tas patawalin ko ulit, tas lalabas ulit sa ilong niya.
Mo, answer this, please.
Yeah.
You answer Mo.
Do you want me to answer?
Yeah,
Mark, of course not, you dumb shit. Because... She can just put water in her nose. She didn't need to,
baka pumunta
make,
sa
to
lungs.
Make her laugh, right?
Pakinig ka, seryosong medical advice na binibigay ni Doc, huwag magpatawa.
Here's the thing, it'll go away. But Doc, is there anything that could speed up the irritation? I mean, lessen the irritation process? Any ointment or anything like that?
Maybe you could put salt water. Spray it. The ones that you use when you have clogged nose, you can spray it in the nose. It's just salt water. It won't do anything. It's neutral. And it can flush away whatever residue that's left in the nose. But most probably, it's been there for 2 days already. It's been dried up. Kulangot na lang na iiwan.
Pero tapos, can you get an infection? Because of course, that area right there is very, what's this? It'll absorb things like this.
Most of the time, after 2 days, no infections. As you've said, this happens with beer, with food. It's the same thing. It's the microorganism from the mouth that goes to the nose, and nothing really bad happens unless it goes to the lungs.
Normal.
It's not normal for girls to have semen firing out of their nose. But what I'm saying is, she's not going to die. If it gets any worse, more than a few days later, go see a doctor. But right now, this does happen.
Okay pa naman siya.
More or less.
Salty water lang.
Yeah,
salt water.
All right.
Tapos may tanong ako kay Ramon.
Okay.
Ano, paano Ramon, kunwari, nagka-nosebleed ka habang nagsisex, tapos ano gagawin mo, kunwari, edi nag-nosebleed ka, tapos apatay pa yung ilaw, edi natutuluan mo siya, pagbukas mo ng ilaw, makikita mo, parang horror movie.
Okay.
Paano gagawin mo yun?
Mark.
Edi, paano mo sasabihin sa babae?
Mark. You're a retard.
You know that?
You know you're a retard, right, Mark? Mark, this is a hypothetical question that fucking doesn't happen. Okay, what if there's blood coming out of my toenails and then fucking this? Mark, Jesus Christ, please get
away. You're
27 years old.
Maraming gusto tumawag dito, sir. Ilan na yung nasa linya natin.
Full.
Diba?
Well, no open line.
Kunyari lang naman eh.
Kaya nga eh.
Kunyari lang, pupunasan ko, okay?
Okay, bye. Jesus Christ.
Hindi kasi. May doktor nga tayo eh. May credibility nga yung show na, di ba, Doc?
Wala lang diploma.
Wala lang diploma. Dala tayo na yung diploma.
Enzo, you're 21.
Yeah.
You have a question for Mon.
Yeah.
Go.
I'm gonna ask him about his radio show.
Yeah.
Is he gonna be back on radio?
No. Di mo ba alam that our radio show disintegrated?
Yeah, but you can. Are there no offers yet?
No.
I'll give you an offer. We have a network here.
Yeah, Mo Twister is offering me like what, 1 week, once a week.
Yeah, once a week show. How about you do that? You're hilarious.
Yeah. Okay, meron, may mga offers, pero ano, isa-isa. Gusto tingi-tingi. Oo, parang sabi na, ano kami?
Toyo. Do you want to team up with Mo? Replace Mojo?
No. Do you want to team up with us for our morning show, sa Magic? But we can explore options maybe here on this network, okay?
Yeah. I got another question.
Yeah.
I like someone in my class. We have the same humor. She understands my humor, and I understand hers. But one thing, she's not appreciative.
Of what?
Of your humor?
No, of what I do to her. Like, during Christmas, I gave her some... I followed your... what you did to Willie with the letter.
Okay.
Because you win it yeah. there, right? Yeah. And you have someone who has everything now.
Yeah.
So I gave her chocolates. Mm. And then...
I have the answer, Enzo. She doesn't like you. Oh, just so we can save time here. She doesn't like you.
Really?
Yes, really. Okay?
Because
I don't care what you gave her.
She never talk about it.
Just because you have a sense of humor and just because she has a sense of humor doesn't mean that she likes you. And the fact that she won't even say thank you to any of your gifts means she really doesn't like you.
No, I mean she said thank you, but
she's not appreciating it.
After like a week or a day after, I was expecting her to say, "Uy, thank you sa letter."
Kasi sir, kahit wala kang gawin, na tapos na-appreciate ka pa rin niya. Yun, may gusto sa'yo yun.
Yeah.
Pero yun, ginagawa mo na lahat para pareho kay humor. So what, di ba? Pareho kami humor ni, sino ba? Zoe Deschanel. Wala mo siya gusto sa akin, di ba?
Si Summer Finn.
Summer, oh.
Okay. Enzo, you're 21, you're young. You're learning this step by step. She doesn't like you. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah, I know. But the problem is, I think there's another problem.
No, there isn't. You're the problem.
Oh, okay, maybe.
But let go, move on ka na, sir. So, hanap ka na.
Sige na nga.
Yeah, see ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
No worries. 15-year-old John Montemayor of Hello. Pasig. What's up?
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, I gave out your whole name. That's my fault. And what's up?
Pa.
Wala.
John, you're 15. Go.
15?
John, you're on the show. Let's go.
Yo.
Hey, yo, you're 15. What's up?
Gusto ko lang pong humingi ng advice po kay Mo.
Yep.
So, kasi po, maglapit na po yung ano namin, yung mansary po ng girlfriend ko po.
Pangilan months?
Wala. Gusto ko lang po itanong ko ano po yung magandang irigalo ko po. Ganun sa public school lang po ako nag-aaral.
Sige, budget?
Po, yung 500 po, parang mataas na po sa akin.
Dami na nun.
Mabigat sa akin.
Pa-choconut-choconut ka lang muna, boy. Sumumalos. Social, ano?
Yung how many months have you been together?
Mag-ano lang po, mag-first month lang po ngayon. Mag-first month lang po ito.
John, movie lang. Movie's fine. Wala pang 500 yun, mga 300 plus lang yun. You watch a movie together. Mag-date lang kayo. First month, sorry, you're 15.
Baka sa Eastwood mo sinito, yeah. Pare. 400 yeah. sinito.
Oh, 400 ba? Oh,
sige, girl. Itagin na din sa labas. Kwenta mo na lang.
You're 15.
SM North, sir.
You're 15. 500 peso budget. First month anniversary. Or month sorry pa lang. Just watch. Just mag-date lang kayo. Kasi when you're 15, you're not going on dates anyway. Di ba? There's not a lot of dating going on. So just think. That's fine. Movie lang. You're fine. Okay.
Thank you, pa.
No worries. Bye-bye.
Do you celebrate Monsterly Mo?
You know what? No, here. You know what? Isa niya tatayo dyan. The guy calls. Give her the fucking gift I'm giving you, the MP3 player.
Yeah.
Diba? You called the show. You got on air with a stupid question. But we're still giving you one of these. We're going to ship this to your house.
Lahat sila,
John. Oh, lahat sila. 2,200 peso value. Give this to her for your first month thing. Okay? That's what you know. If you're still listening. Mark.
Magiging papa ka nun forever. Mm-hmm. No?
Yeah. Mark, you're 28, Quezon City.
Yes. I just want to have your opinion.
Go.
Kasi I have this situation. I've been in a relationship dun sa girl na which is married.
Ay, okay. Huwag na tayo mag-aksaya ng oras, sabi ni Mo.
Hindi.
Breaking mo na yan.
Yeah.
Married
Aminado naman ako. Sinasabi ni DJ Mo is, douchebag. Aminado ako dun. Yeah. I'm a freaking A. Yeah.
Douchebag. Okay.
Douchebag.
So my concern is, ano ko maibabalik yung friendship. Though kasi before kasi before nag-start yung relationship namin is friends kami.
Okay, Mark, then, Mark, Mark. You successfully ruined your friendship.
Yeah,
when you decided to have sex with a married
woman. No. Actually, walang penetration na nangyari. Yeah.
May sukatan?
Head lang.
Head lang.
Yeah, that's still sex.
Okay.
Okay. Now, when you decided to have sex with a married woman, you already destroyed your friendship.
Okay.
Okay? That's it. Now, how do you want to retain the friendship? Why? Why is it so important to retain this
actually,
friendship?
Before, kasi, di ba, at first, friends, barkada. Then, suddenly, nagkaroon ng relationship. Then,
yeah, well, you fucked it up. That's what you get.
So, there's no way that I can get...
No, not that there's no way. You can still be friends, but it's not a good idea. And then, if her husband finds out, again, if her husband finds out, he's gonna come over to you, and I can hear by your voice that you're very thin and small. He will
and you
fucking
have asthma.
Pull your. He will take your head and flip it backwards 180 degrees. Doc, what happens when I take a human head and I snap it backwards like that 180?
Die.
Okay, that's what's gonna happen.
Okay.
Do I need to explain?
No, I just wanted a sarcastic answer. Ay nako, let's take a commercial break. What are you doing, Ramon?
I'm making friends with Doc.
Yeah, but are you guys tweeting that girl?
No.
We're done chatting with the girl.
What are you doing?
Yeah, we checked out her Boracay pictures.
Yeah.
She's okay. She deserves to win this MP3 player.
No, okay. The BlackBerry.
The BlackBerry?
Yeah.
We'll call her back later. All right, we're taking a commercial break. When we come back, more with Ramon Bautista here. It's the podcast.
Stay tuned. We'll return after this commercial break.
Huh?
We're taking more of your calls at 659-6969. Good Times with Mo, the podcast, is brought to you by San Mig Light and powered by Smart Bro.
Si Marian at si Dingdong, oh.
Waiter, sa pang San Mig Light bucket?
Pare, anong pipiliin mo? Si Marian o abs ni Dingdong?
Pareho.
Si Marian o sports car ni Dingdong?
Pareho!
Si Marian o beach house ni Dingdong?
Pareho!
Si Marian o Dingdong?
Pareho!
Ay! Maganda ang gabi, pag masaya ang usapan at mahaba-haba ang inuman. Kaya dapat magkaan sa tiyan, San Mig Light.
Drink moderate. Good Times with Mo, the podcast, and Madrid Travel Club are giving away a trip for two to Japan. If you want to snowboard, enjoy authentic Japanese cuisine, see cherry blossoms, or experience the pandemonium of a mega city like Tokyo, then keep listening to this podcast. To qualify, like us on Facebook and the Madrid Travel Club Facebook page too. Only fans of the two pages will be selected. Contest ends February 7th, 2011. This Japanese getaway is sponsored by Madrid Travel Club.
Hey, this is Mo Twister for TradePort.com.ph. As many of you know, my schedule can get pretty hectic with a morning radio show and three TV shows, and that's Sunday to Sunday. Now, often, I can't find enough time to do the shopping I need for my everyday life. That's where TradePort.com.ph kicks in. TradePort is the e-mall of the Philippines. It's online shopping at its best because it's not a hassle and it's stress-free. Now, in our city, where traffic jams rule and parking is always difficult, TradePort makes it convenient to buy what you want and have it delivered straight to your door in as fast as a single day. Payment options are vast, so visit tradeport.com.ph and fan them up on Facebook. Tradeport.com.ph, the e-mall of the Philippines.
Why can't we look like celebrities?
Why do they have white skin at glow?
Why do they look 10 years younger?
Here's celebrity expert Vicky Bello to answer your questions.
Celebrities stand out because of their one small secret. A beauty pill that combines whitening and anti-aging.
Bello Nutraceuticals. Guaranteed to have 250 milligrams of glutathione, perfectly measured to boost whitening until skin glows, and collagen that lifts wrinkles from within.
So, to look like a celebrity, it only takes one small secret.
Bello Nutraceuticals. Two capsules a day. It's beauty in a bottle.
No approved therapeutic claims.
Hi, this is Mo Twister. As an avid photographer hobbyist, I recently made the switch to Canon, and what a great decision it's been. Their line of SLRs are unmatched. My favorite being the Canon EOS 5D Mark II with 21 megapixels, auto lighting optimizer function, and full HD video capture. And on top of that, they have customer service centers in case I need help with my Canon-related inquiries. I even use their video cameras for my podcast, like their Canon XF305. It's trusted by professionals, and that's exactly what I'm looking for. Canon, delighting you always.
Dati di ako makasabay. We broke through the global market and keeping in touch with foreign clients became very important. So I got my DSL biz, yung 8 Mbps, ha? Ngayon, kahit saan ka pa, Asia, Europe, America, walang problema. Lakas ng resba ko eh. My DSL biz. This is Darius Hizon, bossing ng Pampanga's best. Bossing ako.
There are people who are pro-life, pro-choice, pro-this, and pro-that. For me, I'm pro-fun. That's why my friends and I enjoy hanging at TGI Fridays. They've got small plates to share and pass around and bottomless drinks that will last all night. Try it for yourself. Head to TGI Fridays now. Hey, this is Mo Twister. Catch the Blackberry Show in the Name of Love at Trinoma Mall on February 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is hosted by Chris Aquino. Watch your favorite stars reveal their L-O-V-E, and thanks to Blackberry for giving phones to this podcast.
Trivia questions? CCU. Walking encyclopedia to.
Ako, I solve math problems in my head. I'm a walking calculator.
Yun lang. Me? I have Wi-Fi anywhere. I'm a walking Wi-Fi zone.
Huh?
I have the new Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi. It fits in my pocket so I can take it anywhere. It connects my different gadgets to the web at the same time. I can Facebook on my laptop sa park.
Nice!
Watch YouTube on my iPad sa street.
Cool!
Or download songs on my phone now.
Makunag naman sa Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi.
Sure. Pahiram na din ng 100 bucks. Hindi ako walking ATM, no?
The new Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi. Plan $4.95 for 50 hours. Pay on time and get 5 hours free. Visit any Smart Wireless Center or accredited agent. Be free to be fun with Smart Bro.
Hi, this is Lady Gaga, and you're listening to Good Times with Mo, Philippine Genius.
Good Times with Mo.
Good Times with Mo, the podcast, is brought to you by San Mig Light and powered by Smart Bro. Call the show, 659-6969.
659-6969.
My girlfriend says she hates me.
It's Good Times with Mo, the podcast, brought to you by San Mig Light
and powered by Smart Bro.
Call the show tonight and get your love problem answered.
Follow us on Twitter at GTWM Podcast
and visit www.motwister.com.
Back on the show, Ramon Bautista is here. It's being brought to you by San Mig Light, the local beer here in the Philippines. They will be launching their new endorser, I guess, face of the product. That's happening next week. She's going to be here on the show February 2, if you want to mark your date. She's pretty sexy, and she will be here. You know what? Next week, all females lined up. It's crazy. Isa Calzado is going to be here. We have, the new San Mig Light endorser is going to be here. Senator Pia Cayetano on Thursday. A lot of girls coming by next week. All right, 659-6969. You want to call us, get your question out. Ramon Bautista is here. Ramon, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thank you for having me around.
We're also on Skype at Good Times with Mo Podcast. If you are on Skype, we'll take a Skype call. I believe someone here is from India. She's listening from India. She wants to get a Skype. She wants to get on Skype. We'll get to her in just a little bit. But first,
India, pare.
Yeah.
Galing. Walang Skype. Skype
dun. Meron din BPO.
BPO.
Oh, call centers, di ba? Ang dami nun.
Ah.
Yeah.
BPO. Wala ko banko.
All right, here we go. Let's go take our Skype caller now. Her name is Nantha Kumar. She's calling from India. Nantha, hello.
Hi, bro. How are you?
Oh, dude, I thought you were a girl. I'm sorry, Nantha.
Original.
Yeah.
Hello.
Nantha, what's going on, buddy?
Nantha.
Good. How old are you? Nantha.
19.
You're 19. All right. So you're pure Indian, or you half Filipino, half Indian? What's going on?
No, I'm totally Indian. Like, I'm here just for my pilot training.
Oh, okay. So how did you get? First of all, before we get to your question, how did you get into this podcast? Like, how did you find out about it?
Like, actually, my instructor Daryl, like, he told me like this one is like a really good show to watch, like much entertaining. I found it really very interesting. This morning is the first time like, I watched it, so I thought of calling you this evening.
Yeah.
I've been trying you like through my phone, like I wasn't like unable to get it. Now, like hopefully after like with my try now, like you know, like I got through the Skype one.
Yeah, you got through the Skype, buddy. Well, hey man, we appreciate that you're here. Do you know I'm Indian as well? My mom is Indian.
Yeah, I just came to know. Like, I searched about you on Wikipedia this evening.
Yeah.
Like, I found something, yeah. Your name is Mohan, I guess.
Yeah, my name is Mohan, which is like Bong, right? Or, sorry, Bong's a real popular... It's like Michael, right, in India. Mohan's a very popular name.
Yeah, kind of popular.
Yeah, all right, cool. All right, so, Natha, what's your question? You got a problem.
Yeah, bro, like, actually, like, you know, like, I was committed to your girl, like, when I was in my school days before 2 years. Like, everything went fine until, like, she moved on with another guy. Like, just because, like, you know, like, I was a cricketer, so I wasn't able to spend much time with her.
Okay.
Like, and there was a problem, like, she had an issue with me, like, she couldn't sort out, like, and we broke up, like, you know, she literally went on with the guy. And it all happened, like, I was like, very much stressed, you know, I was not able to do anything, like, I was thinking about all about her all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, somehow I got out of it, like, after, like, some time. I came out of my school, everything was going fine, I almost forgot about her. Like, and pretty much, you know, like, I decided to take on my pilot training. I came back here to Philippines. Like, I'm here for almost more than a year now.
Yeah.
Like, there was no contact with her. Like, I suddenly altogether, like, before 2 months, I guess, exactly in the starting of December, like, she caught me on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, she sent me requests. Like, I just, like, you know, we started a message and all. And then I came to know, like, as literally, like, are you still hanging out with the same guy? I said, no, like, we broke up. And at least I thought I'll take a chance now by asking her, like, you know, like, to get back again so that even I can really prove, like, how much I loved her before so that at least she can realize she did a big mistake by ditching me before.
But she's the, like, one, she's the one offering herself back to you to do another, a take two on this relationship.
No, actually, like, I asked her first, and she said she was okay with it. But on the other side, like, she's, like, having a little, like, she's kind of a little scared, you know? Like, maybe I'm trying to play back with her since, like, she dissed me once.
So she thinks, like, she thinks you asking her back is for you to get revenge.
Oh, yeah, kind of, you know? But she's kind of confused. Like, she don't know how to go.
That's kind of weird, Natha, because you have a girl who cheated on you, and then you forgive her, and she now thinks that you're only going to get back to her together with her so you can screw her over. Which is a weird thing. I think that it's almost a good sign, though. It's a good sign that she cares about you still. You know what I mean? Even though she's a little bit scared that you're going to screw over, she still cares about the relationship between the both of you. Now, if you're willing to forgive her because she ditched you, I don't think you should over... impress her yet, because what you're saying now is I'm gonna have to show her that I'm serious about her. I have to show her that I really love her. I have to show her that I'm not gonna hurt her. But guess what? She's the one who screwed you over. She should be the one going, I have to show him that I'm sorry, that I'm in remorse of what I did. If both of you can have that attitude, then I think you're gonna be fine. But you have to tell her, listen, the reason you should not doubt me, because I'm here. I'm here and you screwed me over and I'm here. Now, if you want to test me for 4 months or 6 months and see if I'm going to get back at you, you'll realize that I'm not. Yeah. So that's all you have to do. You have to be verbal about it. I don't want you to go breaking your back or going, you know, going overboard and trying to prove to her that you love her when she was the one who cheated on you.
Yeah, and the most surprising other thing is, like, you know, we have been speaking for 2 months now. Like, she calls me, I call her every night we speak. And suddenly, like, for a week long, like, she's not, like, picking up my phone. Like, she's not answering my messages. I don't have a clue, like, what's really happening, you know. Like, maybe, like, she got mad or something. I don't know what's there in her mind. It's, like, she's really unpredictable. Like, I just want some guidance, you know. Like, this one seriously distracts me, like, a lot from my profession. Like, I can't seriously undergo my training.
Yeah, Aaron, listen, buddy. The chances of you ending up with this girl are very slim. Not because of what happened between you guys, but because you're 19. And if you are training to be a commercial pilot, that is a big time dedication. Yeah, that's big time dedication. I was an aviation major. I was an aviation science major in college, aside from a poli sci major. And I know that you have to get thousands and thousands and thousands of hours just to get your ATP license. And after that, you then have to practice for thousands and thousands and thousands of hours to be able to be hired by any freaking airline. So you have to go through your VFR training, your IFR training, your ATP training, and then after that you have to do fucking 20,000 hours just to finally get somebody in your fucking airplane to fly him somewhere.
Yeah.
And you're 19. This is
concentrate.
Yeah, this is not fuck around time for you with girls. You can have a relationship.
You know, like, and I guess, like, you haven't like idea about the relationships in India. Like, you know, it's like very serious. It's not an easy thing, like how it's happening. I'm not totally like I'm not backing you people, you know, like, it's relationships are very different in India. It's like hell serious. Once we get committed, you know, like, that's a long time to play.
Yeah, but she's not taking you seriously. Well, fine, your relationship's in India serious, but she's not taking you seriously. She cheated on you. She's not answering your calls. She's saying that you might get revenge on her. Just say, Aaron, listen, you're 19. If it works out, it works out. If you want to prove it to her that you're there, then fine. But do not let it ruin your training to be a pilot, because you're at that age right now where this should be 90% of your concentration if you want to be a pilot at a young age still. Because at your rate, if you're going to fuck around with a girl and you're going to do all this stuff, you're going to finally be hired by a regional airline by the time you're 35. And you don't want that.
Yeah.
Get out of there quickly. It's a long process. Yeah. Boy, getting becoming an airline transport pilot is a long process. And do not let a girl who doesn't even seem so serious about you get in the way of that, because that's some hardcore training.
And it's also a great idea for him to concentrate on his training, because it gives time for the girl to make up her mind.
That's right.
She's not sure about this guy.
If your mind is not on landing that fucking airplane and it's on this girl, you're going to fucking crash. And I'm never going to take Air India or whatever airline you're working for because of you. All right? So concentrate on landing the airplane.
You're still young.
You're so young.
Still and young. When you become a pilot, you're going to score with a lot of stewardess.
Oh, my God. And they're hot. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, Nathan. Hang in there, brother.
Thanks for it.
Hey, you can call back anytime.
Yeah, I'll call you back. I'll hit you up another time, surely, if I get any response from this video.
Yeah, follow up with us.
Yeah, bro. Thanks a lot.
No worries, man. Bye-bye.
Night.
Nantha from India.
India.
What time is it in India now?
It's probably it's like midnight. No. They're behind us. I'd say they're India. It's probably about 9 p.m. I'd say around there. Maybe.
I hope he's not flying a plane while he was calling.
On Skype. On Skype.
Could have killed
Ramon Batista is here. 30 minutes on hold is Giovanni, and let's get to him. Giovanni Makati, what's up? Giovanni.
Di na nakayanan. 30 minutes pa. Natulog yan.
Bumigay na. Giovanni, hello. What's to keep is a call center job.
Giovanni.
Well, if you don't keep your call center job, it's going to go to Nantha in India. So you better keep that. Aaron, you're... Aaron, oh, let's not go to Aaron. Let's go to Belle, who's 20. Belle, go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, dear. What's up?
Wow, I've been listening for you. I've been listening to you for years now, and I never imagined I'd be able to talk to you.
Well, you're 20, and you mean years. That means you're like a freaking 14-year-old when you've been listening?
Not really. I'm like 18.
Ah, okay. Well, yeah, years. That's just still plural. What's up?
Hi. My problem is not real. It's not really a sex problem, but more of a love problem.
Okay.
So, I've been with this guy for like 4 years now, or more. And my problem is, I'm not that rich, pero our family's pretty well off.
Okay.
But the guy's not.
He's poor.
So I'm having problems because I can't really tell my parents about it. And sometimes I feel guilty when my mom tells her friends, like, oh, my daughter doesn't have a boyfriend yet. Ganyan.
Why can't you tell your family? You're only you're assuming they're going to judge him wrongly because he's poor.
Maybe her boyfriend is a town grasa. Is he that poor?
How poor? How poor is he?
He's a working student.
What school?
UP.
Oh, that's fine. My God, I was worried.
Di ba taga UP ka, sir? UP ka, sir?
Urban poor students.
You know, ulubi ka pala, sir.
Ulubi, umay.
Okay.
Kahiya pala kasi pangalala sa magulang. Kala ko taong grasa para nakakahiya. Working student, UP. Okay naman na.
Okay yun. It shows responsibility. It shows smarts.
Kasi the thing is, classmates kami since high school. And then, kilala siya ng friend, ng family ko as my friend. So, yung family ko very open na. Kasi nga, we're very close kanyan. We started as friends and then naging best friends. So, my family is very open na. Ayaw daw nila sa kanya. I don't know, maybe because they're, I don't know, overprotective.
But, okay, when did they tell you this? How old were you? Were you in high school when they said this?
Kasi he courted me third year high school.
Okay, but you guys are more of an adult. You guys are more adults now. Try giving it another shot. Try explaining it to your family. Listen, the guy has been persistent. Third year high school, he's been courting you. You guys are already in your 20s, and he's still courting you. That should show now another thing, dedication. So you have working student, hardworking, you have UP, matalino, and now you have a dedicated suitor who's been courting you for years. All of these things target that this might be a really good guy for any girl.
Yeah, but yung problem is, problem ko is like parang a year ago, a guy courted me then, another guy. And then, yung family nung guy, friend sa family ko. Tapos, ang nangyari, yung family ko, gusto yung guy.
This is, we see this in the dramas on TV every single day. This is just classic.
1800 siguro.
Yeah, this is a classic, classic love story. Belle, grow a set of balls and just tell your family, this guy is worth it. Here are his credentials. Here is the virtual resume kung bakit okay siya.
You know,
now,
eventually,
you're not going to marry him. You don't say, I'm not going to marry him, but at least he's deserved a little bit more respect than we have given him.
If your family respects you, you know, they're going to accept whatever, whoever you bring to the house.
And this guy's worth it. He deserves it. If your story is correct, this guy deserves it.
Ang weird lang kasi yung parents ko overprotective and to the point na controlling sila kasi even my 28-year-old sister parang needs their approval for like a guy for her. So it's really, really weird.
Okay, well, yeah, some families are like that. If you want, if he's not your boyfriend yet, or he is your boyfriend now?
He is.
Okay, then just continue
ninja.
To do it.
Ninja boyfriend na lang.
Yeah, ninja boyfriend ninja for boyfriend. Now. He looks like he's persistent. He looks like he's dedicated. He's going to be fine. You guys are going to be okay. Kung nahuli kayo, then just say, listen, this is why. Mabait siya, na-na-na, matalino, all that stuff. What's his course in school?
Policy.
Ay, walang...
Walang pa-tutupin.
Walang mayayari.
Walang nasabi.
Walang mayayari nun. Ako, policy.
Follow-up question.
Oh, go.
When is the right time?
Mas lalo film.
Oh, lalo. Nako, pag-film, nako. Walk away. Yung nire-reto sa'yo ng magulang mo, mami. Papasukin sa kwarto ko yan.
Alright, go ahead. I'm sorry, your question?
When is the right time para sabihin ko sa kanila?
Don't yet. Because if you're not comfortable with it, if your 28-year-old sister is having a hard time, don't. Just wait till they find out.
Siguro pag 35 ka na.
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah, quick lang po. Yeah. Sir Ramon Bautista po, I met him na po sa school before. We interviewed him po for our Comp 3 class and he's really, really fun.
Bata pa to.
Yeah, yeah. 20.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Belle.
Okay.
Thank you, po.
Bye-bye. GN, 23. What's up?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Tor.
Yeah, we have less than 10 minutes to go. What do you got?
Yeah, I'll ask for an advice.
Sure.
No problem.
Go.
Kasi, ganito. I had an ex. 1 year, 6 months na relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Then... after that, it's like an on-off relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So after our last breakup, last July.
Yeah.
After a month, wala kaming communication. Then, after a month, nag-usap kami. Then, knowing na nagkaroon siya ng boyfriend.
Gian, please, quicker. Yeah.
So parang, nagkaroon siya ng rebound. Ngayon, nagkikita pa rin kami ng ex ko. Like a boyfriend-girlfriend na paglabas.
So, Gian, I'm so bored. What's going on? Ano ba nangyari? I'm not listening. Anybody listening? Gan, can you parrot back what he said? No.
Mo?
Yeah.
Yung girlfriend niya,
you're talking to me?
Nag-rebound. Tapos sila lumalabas uli ng girlfriend. Tama ba?
Yeah.
So, your ex-girlfriend is seeing... yung ex-girlfriend mo may boyfriend na?
Nasa States.
Nasa States. Pero lumalabas pa rin kayo.
Yeah.
So your question is?
Kung kailangan ko ba siyang i-pursue kasi I'm telling myself na to stop, to be friends na lang with her. Pero parang pag nandun na, parang...
Yung paglabas nyo ba ano? As what?
May feelings ka sa kanya? Or parang for fun?
Parang ganun pa rin. Parang,
okay. Time out. Shit, I gotta get rid of this guy because I'm fucking bored. Gian, quickly. Sorry. I'm bored now. Gian, very easy. Your girlfriend, your ex-girlfriend has a new boyfriend. Kahit long distance sila, you should not be going out with her. Kasi the rules are this. If you're in a relationship, you should not be communicating with your ex. You should not be able, you should not be going out with your ex behind your current boyfriend or girlfriend's back. That is standard behavior, all relationships, no, non-negotiable. She should not. She should not be seeing you still. Kahit yung ex-boyfriend niya or kahit yung current boyfriend niya nasa States, you guys mag-ex kayo. This is against the rules.
Kahit malandi pa yung babaeng yan.
Oh, it's against the rules. Against the rules. Non-negotiable.
Kasi parang my ex telling me to wait ka lang. Parang give me a hope.
Spare. Why is she in the long distance relationship? For visa? No, see, that's because she's not a good girl.
Si girl, hindi siya nasasatisfy sa webcam action nila ng boyfriend niyang long distance. Kaya pumapatol siya dito kay slow storyteller guy.
Siya yung pang physical.
O baka, o, kasi syempre, hindi yung makapag-sini.
Sa webcam, wala.
Kali na yung laptop niya sa sinehan.
Oo, hindi pwede.
Yeah. Alright?
Okay.
Thank you, bye-bye. Someone on Twitter said, a social naman.
Maganda malinis.
Mo, there's a rule?
What? Yeah, there's a rule. Listen, you can't, if you're...
Where do you get these rules?
It's standard... It's what you call...
Where's it written?
It's not written. What it is, it's community standard. It's society standards. Mm. If you have a girlfriend, and your girlfriend is still seeing her ex-boyfriend behind your back for like movies or things, that's fucking cheating.
How many rules are there?
There's a... I don't know. You just call and you tell me. I'll tell you if
rules
it's a rule.
Pala. Pwede akong hulihin.
Yeah, why? Di ba Ramon, tama ba yun?
Inad na si Golda.
Yeah.
Kasi misis mo.
Yeah, you wanna fucking go out with it? No, but di ba, Ramon, am I right? I mean... If you have a girlfriend, tapos yung lumalabas pa siya with the ex na hindi mo na sinasabi sa iyo, that's wrong.
Oh.
That's
lalo
wrong.
Na na may parang yeah. May something ganun. Siguro kung nagkita lang na ganun. Syempre kung magmi-meet sila, paalam muna sa iyo, gusto ko lang magganyan ganyan, pero medyo taas kilay mo na.
Sige, ganun lang.
James, you're 26, bakit, Quezon City. Diba? What's up?
Hi.
You have a question. Go.
May tanong ako kay Idol Ramon.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Idol. Diba, prof ka sa UP, diba?
Uy, bilis mo magtanong.
So, yung mga chicks na student, edi na umaling sa'yo.
Dami talaga, pare.
May instance ba na yung isang estudyante mo, niyari mo?
Wala. Pare, mga class card na naglalakad lahat sa akin yan. Ayun, kung may, si Mo may mga rules sa cheating, mayroon din akong rules sa student-teacher relationship.
Ganun ba?
Pare.
Kamusta naman mga girls sa UP? Magaganda naman?
Hindi rin eh. Mascom kasi pare, puro bading dun eh. Kaya siguro, hindi ko pa yun natatry sa... Hindi. Pero wala talaga.
Wala.
Wala.
Pero may nagsabi sa akin eh.
Na ano?
Na may iniyari ka daw eh.
Mm. Geez, reputation niya syempre. Alam mo naman pagkagwapo. May legends na nabubuo, di ba?
Si
Jose Rizal nga, di ba? Daming mga legend na nandiyo-chicks yun. Hindi naman natin alam, di ba?
Okay. James, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. We got to take a commercial break, Ramon. Sige, I know. Who was the caller of the night? Try to remember all the calls that went through. Who deserves the BlackBerry 9780?
Parang gusto ko si Golda.
Si Golda, yung doctor.
Oh, no? Lakas loob eh.
Sige, let's do it. When we come back, Pat?
Yeah.
Pat?
Hey, Mo.
Can you call back Golda for the third time? Get her back on the show. We're going to give her a chance to win a BlackBerry 9780.
All right.
Courtesy of Ramon, who thinks she's the best caller of the night. All right?
Okay.
Thanks, dear. We're taking a break. When we come back, we'll have her. We'll wrap up the show. Don't forget, this is the Good Times with Mo podcast brought to you by Sandvig Light and Smart Bro. After this commercial break, don't go away.
Stay tuned. We'll return after this commercial break.
Huh?
We're taking more of your calls at 659-6969. Good Times with Mo, the podcast, is brought to you by Sandvig Light and powered by Smart Bro.
Si Marian at si Dingdong, oh.
Waiter, sa pangasan mig light bucket?
Pare, anong pipiliin mo? Si Marian o abs ni Dingdong?
Pareho.
Si Marian o sports car ni Dingdong?
Pareho.
Si Marian o beach house ni Dingdong?
Pareho.
Si Marian o Dingdong?
Pareho.
Gumaganda ang gabi, pagmasaya ang usapan at mahaba-haba ang inuman. Kaya dapat magkaan sa tiyan. San Mig Light.
Drink moderate.
Good Times with Mo, the podcast, and Madrid Travel Club are giving away a trip for two to Japan. If you want to snowboard, enjoy authentic Japanese cuisine, see cherry blossoms, or experience the pandemonium of a mega city like Tokyo, then keep listening to this podcast. To qualify, like us on Facebook and the Madrid Travel Club Facebook page, too. Only fans of the two pages will be selected. Contest ends February 7th, 2011. This Japanese getaway is sponsored by Madrid Travel Club.
Hey, this is Mo Twister for TradePort.com.ph. As many of you know, my schedule can get pretty hectic with a morning radio show and three TV shows, and that's Sunday to Sunday. Now, often, I can't find enough time to do the shopping I need for my everyday life. That's where TradePort.com.ph kicks in. TradePort is the e-mall of the Philippines. It's online shopping at its best because it's not a hassle and it's stress-free. Now, in our city, where traffic jams rule and parking is always difficult, TradePort makes it convenient to buy what you want and have it delivered straight to your door in as fast as a single day. Payment options are vast, so visit TradePort.com.ph and fan them up on Facebook. TradePort.com.ph, the e-mall of the Philippines.
Why can't we look like celebrities?
Why do they have white skin at
Why do they look 10 years younger?
Here's celebrity expert Vicky Bello to answer your questions.
Celebrities stand out because of their one small secret. A beauty pill that combines whitening and anti-aging.
Bello Nutraceuticals. Guaranteed to have 250 milligrams of glutathione. Perfectly measured to boost whitening until skin glows. And collagen that lifts wrinkles from within.
So, to look like a celebrity, it only takes one small secret.
Bello Nutraceuticals. Two capsules a day. It's beauty in a bottle.
No approved therapeutic claims.
Hi, this is Mo Twister. As an avid photographer hobbyist, I recently made the switch to Canon, and what a great decision it's been. Their line of SLRs are unmatched. My favorite being the Canon EOS 5D Mark II with 21 megapixels, auto lighting optimizer function, and full HD video capture. And on top of that, they have customer service centers in case I need help with my Canon-related inquiries. I even use their video cameras for my podcast, like their Canon XF305. It's trusted by professionals, and that's exactly what I'm looking for. Canon, delighting you always.
Dati di ako makasabay. We broke through the global market and keeping in touch with foreign clients became very important. So I got my DSL biz, yung 8 Mbps, ha? Ngayon, kahit saan ka pa, Asia, Europe, America, walang problema. Lakas ng resbak ko eh. My DSL biz. This is Darius Hizon, bossing ng Pampanga's Best.
Bossing ako.
There are people who are pro-life, pro-choice, pro-this, and pro-that. For me, I'm pro-fun. That's why my friends and I enjoy hanging at TGI Fridays. They've got small plates to share and pass around and bottomless drinks that will last all night. Try it for yourself. Head to TGI Fridays now. Hey, this is Mo Twister. Catch the Blackberry Show in the Name of Love at Trinoma Mall on February 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. This is hosted by Chris Aquino. Watch your favorite stars reveal their L-O-V-E. And thanks to Blackberry for giving phones to this podcast.
Trivia questions? CCU. Walking encyclopedia to.
Ako? I solve math problems in my head. I'm a walking calculator.
Yun lang. Me? I have Wi-Fi anywhere. I'm a walking Wi-Fi zone.
Huh?
I have the new Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi. It fits in my pocket so I can take it anywhere. It connects my different gadgets to the web at the same time. I can Facebook on my laptop sa park.
Nice!
Watch YouTube on my iPad sa street.
Cool!
Or download songs on my phone now.
Makonect naman sa Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi.
Sure. Pahiram na din ng 100 bucks. Hindi ako walking ATM, no?
The new Smart Pro Pocket Wi-Fi. Plan $4.95 for 50 hours. Pay on time and get 5 hours free. Visit any Smart Wireless Center or accredited agent. Be free to be fun with Smart Bro.
Hi, this is Hillary Clinton, and you're listening to Good Times with Mo, Philippine Genius. Genius. Genius.
Good Times with Mo, the podcast, is brought to you by San Mig Light and powered by Smart Bro. Call the show,
659-6969.
My girlfriend says she hates me.
It's Good Times with Mo, the podcast, brought to you by San Mig Light
and powered by Smart Bro.
Call the show tonight and get your love problem answered.
Follow us on Twitter at GTWM Podcast
and visit www.motwister.com.
Close to wrapping up the podcast for tonight. This is the Good Times with Mo podcast brought to you by San Mig Light, the locale beer here in the Philippines, the premier one. Boy, that's the one you want to drink. Doesn't make you feel bloated. Happy, get to hang out with your friends. You get to drink for a long period of time because it's a light beer. They got a new commercial coming out as well as a new endorser next week. We will be guesting her on Wednesday. I won't tell you who it is yet. I'll get permission first. Maybe tomorrow I'll spill the beans on who the new endorser for San Mig Light is. We're also powered by Smart Bro. You know how much we love Smart Bro here on the show. I've been doing commercials for them since last year. Being part of that Smart family is awesome. So support our major sponsors and really all the sponsors that are part of our commercial load here. We go ahead and appreciate that. Ramon Bautista is here. Ramon.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate you being here. I'm glad you had fun.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. All right. We have time for just a few minutes here. Let's go to Golda. We're going to give away hopefully this Blackberry or GC's to TGI Fridays or some San Mig Light gift items. Golda, good morning. I'm sorry, good evening. Keep saying good evening.
Yeah, it is good morning already.
Yeah, it is good morning here in Manila. All right. So, Golda, We have Ramon has ordained you as the caller of the night. You are the smart.
Thank you.
You are the smart, pretty doctor who is going out with a married man.
Oh yeah.
Use the phone to break up with him. You BBM him.
I hope
you do it right.
That's right. The BBM. Yeah. All right. You have three jars here. One of them contains a BlackBerry. One of them contains a GC for TGIF. And one of them contains San Miguelite gift packs. Which jar do you want? One, two, or three?
Okay. Somebody from Facebook suggested jar number three.
Number three.
I hope.
Wait, is that what you want, though? One, two, or three? What is it? Somebody from Facebook suggested, but what does that mean?
Jeremiah, help me out.
Ramon.
Me?
Yeah, one, two, or three.
Can you make buhat?
Well, it's just a piece of paper. Hindi naman sa loob yung talaga.
Okay.
So, pipili ka na lang one, two, or three.
Ano sa'yo? Three?
Was it last night? Was it on Friday? It was three, I think. And then the night before, it was one.
Yeah, go for three, man.
If I'm not mistaken.
Go for three, doc. Ayaw ko, ha? Huwag mo ko sihin, ha?
One, two,
ask for my help.
Okay, go for three.
Go for three. All right, here we go. Number three.
Dapat two kasi number two siya, no?
Oh.
Two na lang, doc. Okay, two na lang, doc.
Yeah. What do you want? One, two, or three?
One. Kasi gusto mo maging number one.
Ano ba? One, two, or three?
Sige.
Three na lang, three na lang.
Ano ba? Ano ba? Number two dahil number two ka? Number one, gusto mo maging number one? Or number three, yung initial? Ano gusto mo?
I'm picking number one.
Number one.
Yeah. Number one, good choice.
Gusto maging number one.
Gusto maging number one.
Sige, Ramon, pakibukas naman ang ating jar. Can you please face it to the camera there? Para
yung number two, masarap magmahal. Pero number one, the best.
All right. Your prize for tonight is...
Wow! This is great. It's a TGI Fridays. All right.
Okay.
Wait. No, just to show everyone else what else is in the other jars. Pakibukas naman yung number three. Yan yung gusto niya dati. Or yung kanina.
Oh, yan yung girly.
Eh, sabi mo number...
Don't show.
Baka pag nagpa-check up pa sa'yo. number three. BlackBerry 9780.
Oh, no.
Yun yung sabi mo kanina, di ba?
Pero at least gusto mo maging number one.
Yeah, well,
pare,
karma. That's what you get for porking another man's wife.
Yeah, you just buy.
Oh, it's okay.
Can afford it anyway.
That's right, you're a doctor. You're fine. Thanks for the call, dear.
Thank you very much.
All right,
bye-bye.
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 Whew. And that is...
Nakinig eh.
Ako, alam ko number three. Sabi ko, putang ina, change mo naman yung mama. Eto, si Romano, number three, okay. Alright, that's the show for tonight. I want to thank everyone, especially Ramon who's been here.
No.
Thank you, Ramon, for being here. I hope
you're
welcome,
man. But I thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
always
it.
Always awesome galing, to listen to your projects.
Yes. Dagan, solid. Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. We have a Skype call coming in right now. Shit. Does everybody have time for one more call?
Yeah,
we have time.
Sure.
Do we have time? Engineer Miguel. I'm sorry, intern Miguel.
Intern Miguel.
Okay, go put him through.
He's an intern.
Yes.
Dapat chicks intern natin.
Ano?
Dapat chicks yung intern.
I just found out that the girls, all the my interns natin. Wait, hold on. Pat.
Hi, Mo.
Can I tell them about all your sexualities?
I'm okay about mine.
Okay, all the girls on the show are lesbians.
Di nga.
Yes.
Huh? May face din ako naging lesbian din ako dati. Baka pwede natin i-try.
All our girls are on the. All the interns are freaking lesbians. Am I right?
No, not Angelica.
She used to be a lesbian.
Is that your requirement, Mo?
I don't know.
Yeah, not sure.
We didn't explore.
All right, can somebody tell the bikini girl who's also lesbian if she
She's
can?
She's bi.
Okay, all of you guys like vagina. Everybody there.
The guys are saying yes.
Okay, can you tell bikini girl to put in Eric, who's 28? Who's on Skype here. We're going to go talk to him. Go ahead and put him through for one last call. In the meantime, while we're waiting for that, Ramon, again, if you
Let's
are...
Let's make amoy their daliri later.
Sige.
To prove if they're lesbian.
Ramon, if you ever want a show on this network, you have been amazing today. Yeah. I think you were funnier than Rufa Gutierrez, who everybody thought was the funniest. You were really, really funny.
Rufa did...
Huh?
Si Rufa?
Yeah, Rufa was here.
On our...
Oh, sexy yun.
Oh, man. Sexy ka rin.
Kumidyante na
siya? Yeah, it's hilarious. Hilarious.
Very good.
But Rufa May or Rufa Gutierrez?
Rufa Gutierrez.
Okay.
Galing-galing niya. Eric!
Thank you, ah.
Eric, yes. You're on Skype.
Idol.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Idol.
Yeah, one last question. Yeah. You're the last question of the night. Go.
Okay, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
Yeah. Mo, I just want to ask, kung Kasi I met this hot chick.
Yeah.
And then sobrang parang sobrang ano ako sa kanya. Tapos
sobrang hot na hot.
One time nag nag-sex kami and then parang na-turn off ako kasi parang sobrang stinky nung pusi niya.
Sidok ang dapat mong tanongin dyan. Lysol lang.
So, you wanna know if it's what, normal na ganyan kabaho, kumakain yung tayin? Huh? Is that what your question? If it's normal?
Baka wet packs na yun.
Wet. Doc, we've got this.
Buong room talagang amoy siya.
Okay, that's a problem. That's a medical problem, Doc. Please please encourage her. And encourage every female. Yeah, every female listening to the show, if your vagina is stinking up the room, there is an infection or there is some sort of thing going on there. What could it possibly be?
It can be a vaginitis, you know, a shift in the bacterial flora from lactobacillus or something else. Or it can be
lactobacillus?
Fungi. Oh, iniinom mo Yakult. Yeah, same thing. Same thing. Pang ilang girl mo na to?
Hindi naman sa nagmamayabang pero she's my
okay. 40, so I would assume
40, that, whoa. 40th girl that you've had sex with?
Alpha male?
Yeah.
Grabe, sex machine.
40. Okay, all right.
Career na ba siya ng vagina?
Malamang ako.
All right. Have you smelled anything like this before?
Never.
Okay, so this first is really time. Bad.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, I don't think I don't know if you're comfortable into telling her that she needs to see a gynecologist immediately. If you are comfortable with that, you should go ahead and tell her. If not,
ang tanong dyan, paano sasabihin first thing first, girl na hindi nakaka-offend?
Does she wash before you have sex?
Yes.
Yeah, but doc, even if she didn't wash, to stink up the room means you have something there that shouldn't be there, right? Like they're sweaty, like all our balls. Halimbawa ba magbasketball tayo? Yung mga balls natin mabaho, di ba? Pero hindi naman yung putang ina buong kwarto, di ba?
Baka meron siyang sinex na basketball player tapos naiwan yung sapato sa loob.
So most of the time it's vaginitis. Nice. You know, there's a shift in the bacterial flora. So siguro kailangan you find time or find the courage to ask her politely to go see a gynecologist.
Hindi pa yun nilalagyan ng mga shaldan doon sa loob.
Mahirap lagyan ng may shaldan yun.
Yung may pine tree.
Oo, mahirap.
Yeah. Alright, yeah. Eric?
Parang as in amoy bagoong. Parang amoy bagoong na
we get it.
Yeah. We understand. Mukhang vaginitis.
Yeah, we understand.
Kakain pa kami mamaya.
Yeah, okay? So enjoy. Try to tell her if you're not comfortable with that. Maybe you can... you can have one of her friends, female friends, listen to the podcast. Sabihin mo lang to. Alam mo, I was listening to Mo and to Gan and to Ramon. Tapos may tanong tungkol sa vaginal smell. And medyo na-worry lang ako sa'yo dahil baka infection and you need to get that checked. Something like
chatter,
that.
Chatter, murder daw ng manga. Siya may bagong eh.
Okay. Thanks. Eric, thanks man. 40, yeah, huh? Mo, 40 girls.
40. Have yourself checked too.
Yeah.
Yeah, pwedeng last.
What?
Advice lang.
Go, quickly.
Kami dapat hingin advice eh, okay. 40.
Okay, kasi I have this, yung girl, yung ex ko na siya ngayon.
Okay.
Hello? And then, nag-work siya sa call center dati, and then pinasok yung friend ko. Tapos, itong asshole kong friend, sinota yung girl ko.
Sinota. Yeah.
So yung friend ko may girlfriend siya na as in hot. Okay lang ba na
para hindi mabahong pekpek?
Magsabot revenge, ang revenge fuck ganon. Kasi to get even.
Wow, how can you be so confident that you're gonna get that ass? By the way, you know, like I could never do that.
Kasi dati nakakausap yung girl, nagsasabi siya ng
okay,
ano,
yes, I endorse it. Absolutely, go.
Kasi after nang yak sa girl, tas yung boyfriend niya, parang tinetext niya ako, parang inom daw kami. Pero hindi, ayokong bumapado sa level nung guy, ayokong maging isang ass pa, di ba? Parang advice lang.
Okay, you're asking me if I would do it? Yes.
Maganda revenge dyan.
Ramon, being a revenge guy, would you have sex with a hot girlfriend of the friend na binakstab ka?
Bilang revenge?
Oh.
Yeah. Actually, she's a Japayuki.
Yeah, you would do it? Yeah, go.
Delikado ka.
Sino ang Japayuki?
Carrier.
Oo, sino
carrier siya ngayon, di ba? Si sexy niya yung Japayuki hot friend nung friend niya na binakstab siya.
Ikaw yung naka-40, di ba? Ingat, magpa-test ka rin. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go.
Wear a condom, but if Ramon, you would do it. Right? You would have sex with her. Girlfriend ng kaibigan mo.
Yeah. Tapos Japayuki daw.
Pero siguro iba yung revenge plan. Hindi naman siguro ganun. Baka mas brutal. Baka isipin ko muna yung mga sitwasyon tsaka yung mga kalagayan mo.
Yeah. Okay?
Pero never ako nag-wear ng condom or kahit ano.
Good. Yeah,
never, pa-check ka.
May baka mabaho. Ikaw mabaho. Oh. Alright.
So yun.
Mag-ingat.
Always use protection. Yeah. Condoms. Yeah. Okay, please.
Okay. Thank you.
I guarantee, Eric, I guarantee it that you have at least herpes. At least.
Ikaw magpa-check ka. Pa-screen ka ng STIs.
Okay?
Happy mo si Dr. Gunn.
Thanks.
Take your advice.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.
Doc, at least, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
Definitely. People who is that promiscuous, who has multiple partners, should have at least have themselves checked or screened for STIs and then always wear condom.
No, kalimbawa, yung si girly namin, yung mabaho, tinikman niya, hinahanap niya yung source ng bagoong. Napunta sa dila niya.
Pwede yung pumunta yun.
Pwede yun, di ba?
Pwede.
Tapos, kumain na naman siya.
Yun. Tapos, yun na nga, pwedeng, he's the one responsible to transfer all these diseases kasi ang dami niya naging partner.
Okay, thanks for the call, everyone. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow on the show. Maggie Wilson, we owe her kasi last week we were absent. At least I was absent when Maggie was here. So we'll pay her back tomorrow. She'll be on the show. Wednesday, we have the boys' night out who's going to be here. Thursday, Will Devon. Laki ng titi nun.
Paano mo alam ng laki titi nun?
Baka tanong sa... In-interview ko yung mga girls naka-sex niya. Shit. Friday, we're still confirming Rian Ramos will be here. So here we go. Let's say goodbye. Thank you very much again for making us number one here in the Philippines. Number one and number two. We're as high. We got as high as the top five last week in the U.S., yes. Singapore, Canada. We're all we're doing very, very well in all those countries. Keep downloading. Keep visiting motwister.com. You can also go to sandmiglight.com.ph for all the interns and all the staff, for Miguel, the intern Miguel, and for Dr. Gan, thank you very much, Ramon. We appreciate it as well.
Yeah,
all right, have a good night, everyone.
Night.
See you tomorrow. Bye bye.
Night.
Good Times with Mo, the podcast, was brought to you by San Mig Light. Executively produced by Mohan Gumata. Engineered by Miguel Alfindo. And operated by Icon Media Inc. Special thanks to Dr. Gan Montenegro, Larry Carlath, and Magic 89.9. Good Times with Mo, the podcast, is a Battle Axe production. Recorded at the Smart Bro Studios in Manila, Philippines. You can follow Mo on Twitter at www.twitter.com/DJMoTwister. Email him at goodtimeswithmopodcast@rocketmail.com. Website www.motwister.com.